If you vote for me, all of your wildest dreams will come true.
We cannot get re-elected. We cannot win this re-election. Excuse me, we can only re-elect Donald Trump.
Huh. Hail to the chief, he's the chief and he needs hailing.
I think I am actually humble. I think I'm much more humble than you would understand.
Now we have over 120 million dead from COVID.
Wrong.
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Yosemites.
Corn Pop was a bad dude.
She said he's a pussy.
And he ran a bunch of bad boys.
They always used to say we're a hairpiece.
I'm going to beat Joe Biden.
Welcome to the world, Joe.
Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
Tim Apple.
I don't vote with my vagina.
I guarantee I have a vocabulary better than all of them.
I got hairy legs.
Person, woman, man, camera, TV.
And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again.
Stand up, Joe. It's a good job.
That's a bunch of malarkey.
Oh, I think we have a vote coming in.
We are the elect. College, we never deal in knowledge.
Grab him by the pussy.
Let's get out and vote. Let's make our voices heard. We've been given the right to choose between a douche and a turd. It's democracy in action. Put your freedom to the test. A big fat turd or a stupid douche? Which do you like best?
Hey, what's poppin'? Drew and Mike show from the deals in the D.com studios for Tuesday. And we just had some exciting breaking news. I was watching the Inside Edition story about Kendall Jenner and her terribly irresponsible Halloween party. And by the way, there were a lot of people close together. No masks.
No
social distancing. They even showed her blowing out the candles while the waiter, who was wearing a mask, was trying to get out of the way. It was very frightening.
Did you hear their response, the Kardashians' response to this?
I did not.
Kris Kardashian went on, where all great news is broken, always unpredictable, the podcast Andy Cohen does.
I see.
To let everybody know that Kendall had every single guest tested before they walked in the door, and then they had to wait a half an hour before the results came in.
Really? How does Kendall Jenner have tests that you can do that quickly?
I think it's a lie, personally.
It sounds like total bullshit.
And did they all wait together, and did nobody test positive?
Well, isn't there... Do we know all the tests are correct anyway? I mean, just... I don't know. It just sounds like a lot of bullshit to me. But the breaking news, which Brandon just broke to us, I'm still kind of reeling about it. Brandon, you want to take care of that?
Well, guys, Miley Cyrus did not attend this party, but the guests of the party are now being unfollowed by Miley Cyrus. Yes.
Wow.
On social media. And that includes Justin Bieber, Hailey Bieber, The Weeknd, Kylie Jenner, Saweetie, Doja Cat, and Scott Disick, all unfollowed by Miley Cyrus today.
So sour. She's so sour grapes about it.
It's because she wasn't invited, I assume, right? Not because of COVID.
Is that a little ridiculous?
It's entirely ridiculous.
That she would want to make such a scene over this? I don't understand. Why? Because I haven't. There's been some bitching about the party, but nothing, nothing like Justin Turner. Justin Turner. I mean, the whole world came down on Justin Turner. This seems like it's a little more, there's a little ragging about him, but it doesn't seem like it's quite as shameful as what Justin Turner did.
Well, I mean, Justin Turner did have a positive, I guess, and it was probably more visual than people at this party.
But this party was planned, and these people showed up, and they didn't wear masks.
I think that one's far worse. I don't care what Justin Turner did. I'm just saying the difference is he actually was positive.
Well, but everyone knew he was positive.
Sure. No.
COVID-19!
I just think it's funny because everything Kendall Jenner touches, she has to apologize for, because you have the Fire Festival.
Pepsi.
You have the Pepsi Riot ad. You have the Afro wig.
She never apologizes, though, really, does
she? You're right.
She
doesn't apologize, but everything she touches is just turns to garbage.
But honestly.
Including her dad.
Miley Cyrus unfollowed. What a statement she made. And by the way, has Miley Cyrus really been that careful? Is she really? Really? Does she strike you as someone who maybe never is around anybody?
No.
I don't think so. Oh, God. I swear, the judgy, tattletale-y people of 2020.
Well, at least they're at each other's throats, though.
Yeah, no, it's kind of fun. I admit, I've been enjoying it.
Yeah, she didn't tattle. I mean, kind of.
She unfollowed.
No, but she's, you know, unfollowing them.
Childish.
She can't just let it go. She can't just let her off. She has to unfollow people so everyone knows how angry she is.
What a punishment.
Well, wait until she has to follow him again because she's like, needs to be back in the mainstream.
Maybe she'll accept that they were all tested. Maybe she'll refollow them.
Issue an apology?
Yes. I doubt it.
Unlikely.
I very much doubt it. Well, there's a lot of entertainment news today, and I'm glad because I don't want to talk about all this other shit going on. I'm so exhausted by it. I am. I would love to take tomorrow off and maybe the next week off just to stay away. Just let it all settle.
I'm taking tomorrow off. I have to.
How convenient.
I forgot to ask you before the show. Can I take tomorrow off, Drew?
Lucky for you. Yeah, I don't care.
I have a medical procedure.
Oh, my. What? Hope it's not too serious.
No, I'm going to have a brain thing that requires 24 hours monitoring, and they said I'm not allowed to work. So.
Really?
Do they know
I told Mark about it like a month ago, but I forgot to tell you.
Are they trying to make your brain stop?
Show meeting.
Do they know what you do for a living?
I don't know. But
I'm just saying,
what did that mean?
It doesn't take much work.
What kind of a swipe is that?
Much brain power. No, I mean, in general.
It sounds like if he's working, his brain is working too hard, and so therefore they can't get the proper information.
Well, he's got to have his waves all smoothed out.
He has a brain like a chicken.
I didn't know he was working that hard.
Apparently, yeah.
So what do you do? Are you supposed to lie in a floating tank of water?
No, do you remember that movie Back to the Future with Doc Brown, Marty McFly?
Everyone knows that movie.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, when he first meets him back in 1955, every he's wearing that big mind-reading helmet. Essentially, I gotta strap one of those things onto my brain and then just chill out, you know?
Have a brain tumor.
I don't think so. I've been scanned for that.
Any more brain busters?
Well, we all hope that the main message is that we hope that you get the information that you're hoping to get and that you're in the utmost of health.
Every day! Every fucking way!
I love how seriously you're taking this.
Does he have to bring a doctor's note in to prove that?
I think we'll go down to asking for now.
Do you have to get a doctor's note for anything nowadays? Does anybody? Have to do that?
That's a great question.
Do they sell field trip parent permission slips? Do you still get the cardboard milk thing when you go on a field trip?
They still sell cardboard milks?
Charlotte
had a permission slip last year, yeah.
Cool.
Where do you get cardboard milk? I'd love to have that. Just like a gross of them in the refrigerator.
Do they have still the dotted line that you cut it off?
Yeah, the smiley face? No, you peel it back and open. Smiley face, right? The two circles?
I haven't seen one in years.
You know what I'm talking about, right, Brandon?
The parent permission slip was about 3 inches deep.
Oh, now it's all, you know what, now it's...
Yeah, and you'd fold it over and you go...
Now it's all online.
Okay. So there are no more parent permission
So you're on the grid.
Yeah.
And no doctor's notes?
Well,
that would be online too, it seems like.
What would it say, though?
I mean, I will provide one if necessary.
Yeah, just in selfie form. Just take a picture of you with the helmet on.
Yeah! Oh, yeah. I want to see that.
Seems so bummed.
Everybody is buying up these holiday gift card promotions, by the way, from the city of Royal Oak. They sold a bunch of them yesterday. Visit royaloak.com. Include visit. It's visit royaloak.com, correct? Yes. And go there and spend your holiday shopping dollars locally by purchasing Royal Oak Downtown Dollars.
What a stupid present.
Wrong.
As a gift for your friends and family, or maybe for yourself, because, you know, actually there's two separate things. There's the money that you spend, like it could be $25, $50, or $100, and that gift certificate is good forever and ever. In fact, you could will it to someone.
I wanted to give myself the best 40th birthday present ever.
The $25, $50, or $100 matching e-gift card, that expires, I think, June 30th. So that has a timetable.
Yeah, so if you're going to give it away, give that one to somebody.
Yeah. But you're going to double your money. I mean, it's just like gambling. You double your money. It's great. Downtown Dollar gift cards can be spent at over 70 locations in downtown Royal Oak, including bars, restaurants, retail shops. Buy your gift card today by going to visitroyaloak.com. Offer expires 12/31, available while supplies last. Total gift value limited to $1,000 per card buyer, which was my first question. How many can you buy? Because it's such a good deal. Over the promotion's lifetime, independent of recipients. Bonus gift card balance set to expire June 30, 2021. And the DDA has assumed the cost of e-card delivery fees, which is pretty sweet. The 5% delivery fee on cards bought. And there you go. So
we're looking at money.
And as we start to fall into fall, step into fall, team at Zach Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram is kicking off the Jeep Celebration event with all this insanity, including the 2020 loaded Jeep Compass as low as $155 a month, or the 2020 Jeep Cherokee Trailhawk four-wheel drive as low as $249 a month. If you want a truck, go with the 2020 Ram Quad Cab Bighorn 4x4 as low as $188 a month.
That's my dream truck, man. It's just, that's why I like.
How about pure performance port Indian SUV that drives like a sports car? The 2020 Dodge Durango GT at $343 a month, and no Zotspot complete without mentioning Jeep Wrangler. They got them, plus you still have time to order the Wrangler to your perfect specs. Go to dealsnadee.com, and please say hello to all our friends at Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. And Hall Financial Hotline will be open at some point in case we... Do we need to call Josie? We talked about it yesterday.
Called Josie. We never called Donato about that documentary that he didn't really barely appeared in. There is a new number. The guy that won the Halloween contest just as a Klansman.
Oh, that guy, yeah.
You know what pisses me off about that story?
What?
It's a terrible costume anyway. Did you see the picture
of
him?
Yeah, I did. I know.
Was he the only one in this contest? I kind of want to see who lost.
It's Montana.
Well, like, I can't get a costume. Amazon doesn't deliver there. He literally put a bed sheet on and then one over his head with two holes.
I know. It's a really...
I mean, how bad were the other entries? Were they, a Nazi and Harvey... Harvey Weinstein.
Somebody's Harvey.
And Donald
somebody's
Trump.
Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah, so they had to pick one. And they just thought, the Klansman seems the least evil.
Personally, I can't believe what gets national attention now. This dumb contest at this small bar that apparently had no good costumes at Sam and Jeff's in Glasgow, Montana. What's the population there? Probably 300.
Sure.
It's that.
And this whole business about Halloween and costumes being too painful or too triggering or too appropriating culture or whatever. It's a costume. The job is to pretend that you're someone else by wearing a costume. It's not to, make sure that people feel okay and that they're not going to be hurt by your costume. You shouldn't be hurt by a costume because it's a costume.
Yeah.
It doesn't say that I like the Ku Klux Klan, so I'm wearing this. You don't turn into a Klansman. You're just wearing the costume. And the whole idea is to be judged by the costume, not all the worst things the costume could possibly mean. I mean, how dumb is this guy? Isn't this gotten ridiculous?
Incredibly stupid, yeah.
Somebody lost their job at, I think it was Yale last year, because they put out a list of appropriate costumes, and they put a couple on there that people just violently disagreed with, and she ended up resigning.
You about to lose your butt.
What were the ones that people violently disagreed
something,
with from Yale?
It was cultural appropriation.
It was appropriation.
Which I think is even more ludicrous. I mean, getting mad over a Klan's costume, which is, you gotta admit,
it's a funny costume. I mean,
Klan's
it's dumb.
Costume?
What?
Wear one.
I mean, if somebody's dressed as Hitler, do you really feel that that's an homage to Hitler?
Of course not.
I don't know.
I don't know.
It's somebody wearing a Hitler costume.
I don't know what you
There's
win.
There's someone underneath there that isn't Hitler.
I know. But I don't know what you win by doing that. I mean, I'm not going to see a Hitler costume and go, oh, great costume, man.
Didn't Prince Harry get in trouble for that years ago?
Yeah.
I thought we judged people on the how good the costume was, not on how good the person that they're pretending to be was.
Well, the Klansman costume was not a good costume.
For that matter, though, all people who play Hitler in movies, shouldn't they be canceled now?
That's a movie.
Huh? I just watched...
Wait, what's the difference between a costume and a movie? In a movie, you're doing more formally playing the person. You're actually pretending to be. You're trying to be them all the time.
And if you're playing Hitler really well, really, you should be canceled.
Well, there's probably you have something in you that makes you like Hitler.
So I watched, because of Sean Connery, R.I.P., I watched Indiana Jones, Last Crusade.
Did you?
Yeah. You know.
Did you remember that he thinks it's okay to hit you with an open hand?
I did.
Welcome to the Rock.
I kind of didn't care. I thought he was sexy.
Well, you got what you asked for yesterday, Drew, because now he's being canceled over that comment.
Oh, no.
Come on. I wasn't really asking for it.
Led by, well, this one lady, I don't even know who this is, but of course, you know, it's a terrible tweet, so someone they're included in the story, but Sean Connery was an actor loved by many. He was also an abuser, misogynist, and advocate for violence against women.
Well, wait, he said that.
The system enabled him to have a long and illustrious career.
He may have said that, but did he say he acted on it? And did anyone else say he acted on it?
His ex-wife did.
I mean, didn't
his ex-wife said he was abusive, but and his comments, he did retract them later, but I guess that doesn't matter because he said it in 1965 originally, then doubled down in 87, and I think by 2006 he's like, yeah, he probably shouldn't have said that.
Well,
there you go. Yeah, my moment of clarity.
Bradley Whitford is trying to cancel him too. He said Sean Connery seemed cool. Unapologetically beating women is not cool. Thank you, Bradley Whitford, star of Happy or Billy Madison.
Why does Bradley Whitford feel that he has to? I mean, this is what I just can't get over. These people who just must show disapproval at all times, every day, on Twitter 6 times a day.
What is the dog he has in that fight, by the way?
I don't know. I mean, that's what I mean.
Here's the irony in all of it. He's in the new movie Songbird, which is being canceled by Twitter today.
How dare he be in a movie where people are romantic and COVID?
I got to tell you.
Is that what it's about? It's about that,
this
right?
It's all this crap that makes me feel like, you know, I definitely have an expiration date. I never thought I did, but I realized that having grown up, you know, 60 years ago and being 60, that I just don't understand what's going on. It all seems so dumb to me. And so am I dumb? No. Maybe I'm dumb and it's all going to be this way. And so I'm like the last, you know, I'm the last boomer. I'm the last boomer talking. It reminds me just all the judgment and, you know, the costume thing. It reminds me of these news stories. Remember when they were doing them like every day? Another white person calls 911 and a black person. And it'd be like the third story on the Today Show. Like, wait a second. This is just one dope doing something stupid. It's not the third most important thing today.
Okay, boomer.
It's bad.
Video with it. So
I understand that, but I mean, to heap all of this hatred on this one person, you know, to the entire world, because, you know, the Today Show or whatever news outlet it is that goes, oh, look at this. And honestly, those stories like Permit Patty and all this, they landed on network news, too,
because
they played them.
Because our prep service has a Karen of the Day feature, and every day it's something different. So if that is your thing, and you're probably TV is the same thing, that's, oh, let's get our, but, you know, outrage.
No, don't. And I'm not defending the people because they're doing dumb things. I agree with that. But doesn't everyone do something they wish they could have back? You know, whether it's something small or something larger. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And should the whole world be focused on that one thing that this regular Joe did that was stupid and somebody had their phone on record? And so, you know, let's all, the whole nation and all the, you know, Bradley Whitfords and people like that who have to pass judgment go, oh, my God, this Permit Patty is the worst person ever. I want to kill her. It's crazy. But, you know, sometimes I just think, I guess I'm just like, I'm old and I don't get it. Because it goes on and on and on. And to just keep calling it out and saying it's stupid feels like, I just feel like a spinning record. Or I'm just running in a circle or I'm running in sand.
You don't get it. I can tell.
I guess I don't. I mean, I'm
what
not
are you, a senile old man?
I don't like white people calling 911 on black people for no reason. I mean, I'm not a fan of that. But I'm not a fan for, you know, holding someone underwater either, like as a joke.
Uh-huh.
But I don't want to see the third news story and have everyone go, oh, my God, he's holding his little brother underwater.
Didn't you say, though, that you used to hold your brother down and a gob of do that?
I did. Yeah. And I don't want to be a national news doing that. I mean, I would
be now.
That would be, you know.
Yeah, I hate watching babies drown. Seems like a waste of a good baby.
They should have someone on the news. And here's another older brother almost gobbing on a younger brother while he holds him down. Should do it daily.
That takes a great deal of skill, I'm thinking, to
it's yeah, it does. No, it is.
I can still remember when Dan didn't get it back up in time.
Right
on my head.
Oh, God.
You couldn't turn your head?
Oh.
Not when he...
Think you want to be a victim?
Not when he puts his hands on both sides of your head.
Plus he uses a thumb.
What are you doing with your shoulders and your arms?
Huh? He's kneeling on them.
Block it. Hall Financial.
I'm
by the way, I want you to know if your current mortgage is above 3%, that's all. What are you waiting for? Call Hall Financial, 248-308-5000. Go to davidallmortgage.com/Drew and Mike. Or click the link on our website. Fill out the form. They'll get back to you very quickly. And they are fast. Closing in 10 business days or fewer, so you can start saving money sooner. And now just 3%. I mean, that is such a so low. And I think you can go lower and save more money. Oh, my God. Call Hall Financial to see if you qualify for a no appraisal loan. Because for the month of November only, Hall Financial is going to pay for it for you up to $500. So whether it's not required or they pay for it, what's the difference? 248-308-5000 for Hall Financial, NMLS number 1467435. And I will also go ahead and mention that water is everywhere in your home. Leaky sink, washing machine, behind your fridge, under your dishwasher. Keep an eye out for any water in your home, not just floods. Water's the enemy. Emergency Response Services Incorporated will help you get 877 job done on the fridge in case you have fire damage, storm damage, water damage, or maybe mold left behind, as somebody just called them about that recently, by the way, and had a nice little success story as Emergency Response Services Incorporated came out and mold, poof, it's gone. Or visit 877jobdone.com for Emergency Response Services Incorporated, 877-JOB-DONE. Okay, so have we been over all the Halloween outrage? You know, there's a party in New York, there's Kendall Jenner, there's this terrible KKK costume, Hitler's bad, appropriating culture's terrible, I'm old and stupid, and...
You're old, you need to accept it.
I actually had people come to the door, though, huh? I had a few.
I had a few.
Oh, my God, we're getting COVID.
I gave them I had a mask on.
Just kidding.
Let's see, there was... I mentioned there was so much entertainment news today, and I was very pleased. Johnny Depp lost his case.
Yeah.
So he just made a complete ass of himself.
Yeah.
When it was going on, did everybody feel this way? Because I felt that he's just dragging all this stuff through the media laundry about himself.
Yeah, they both were losers in this whole thing.
Well, now he's lost all the legal fees too, right? And he's got to pay her?
Yes.
Oh,
and you know what? She lost, too, because we found out that she was not so wonderful by any means.
She has a nice fair victory today, though, because the dump, the turd, the judge declared that was not her poop.
that was speculation on that judge's part, if you ask me.
I agree. On what basis did he say that? Because I don't even understand why the judge said that.
DNA testing.
You
could do DNA on a dog.
He said Boo, the dog, had an incomplete mastery of her bowels after she had accidentally consumed some marijuana.
Wait.
It's poop.
Dog people, first of all, the dog lovers, and isn't somebody going to unfollow Johnny Depp now because the dog got into marijuana?
Yeah, well, maybe it's her fault. But claimed that the dog was an accident, and he really said that the prank would have been ineffective because it would have harmed Amber before Johnny.
No, she knows it's in the bed.
I know. That's why I didn't follow that logic. I mean, she is the perpetrator of the prank, but I guess she wouldn't be able to sleep in the bed that night.
She's probably not sleeping with him anyway, right?
Yeah, she didn't want to sleep with him.
Yeah, but he didn't show up till later.
Well, the maid called him the next day and told him about it. Neither one of them slept in the bed.
Just tell me what the judge said.
I'm not happy with the judge.
The judge went through 14 allegations of when he... Or her allegations of him beating her, and found 12 of them to be credible.
Wow. Really?
Wow. What about the other way around? Because there were all those accusations of her hitting him, and
maybe
were those judged at all?
But it was the, you know, she wasn't really on trial. The the paper was.
Right.
And so they're the ones that wrote about those cases, not hers.
That's right. That's
not her claims about him.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Except, I don't know, I was just very surprised to hear some of the audio. Why do these people tape each other?
What the fuck?
I mean, what is going on? I swear, I just think the world has gone completely mad. And, you know, we talked about all these people taping the most powerful people in the world. The president being taped by Omarosa. And everyone plays it on TV the next day.
Hey, he let her in there.
I would not defend him for hiring that idiot. But just the fact that she can record the president and it's okay and we listen to it. We don't say, oh, my God, that's just terrible. No, we just listen to it and laugh.
We're not going to stop listening, you know. If
his attorney tapes him. Melania's friend tapes her. You know, there was the guy who was trying to bring Hunter Biden's stuff out, Tony Bobulinski. He taped the Biden spokesperson and they played it on Fox News. I mean, this is just...
The Stiviano, you know.
No, this can just go on and on and on, and everyone will be taping everyone, and everyone will be shaming everyone because everyone says shit they shouldn't say at some point, don't they? Really?
Yeah.
I mean, look at the judgment.
I'm sorry.
We foist on these people who are taped without knowing it, or you know, honestly, just as bad and maybe worse. These people who make text messages public because they don't like the person anymore, so they said something bad. Mm-hmm. What was the one? Was it the Bills quarterback who texted his girlfriend something about black people having guns, and she made it public when they broke up?
Yeah. God, I don't remember what that was.
Yeah, it was something about how only...
And everybody responded with,
bullshit, he's perfect.
Well, you know, he plays on the Bills with a lot of African-American people.
Okay, I don't remember. I mean, I have a recollection of the story. I just don't remember the details.
That's not the only one. There have been a couple more where people have just said, oh, you know what? I'm mad at so-and-so, and let me go through the text messages.
Talking about, is that Jake Fromm?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, it was Jake Fromm. You're right. Yeah.
And you're right. He's the Bills' rookie quarterback, but he plays behind another dude right now.
But it just seems like we let these shitheads off the hook. The ones taping them, we go, oh, cool, I want to hear that. And, I mean...
Because it apparently is legal. It's shitty, but illegal.
I just remember, I can't stop... I guess I have to let this go, and I will. But when Linda Tripp did it, she was the worst person in the world. Remember, what a horseshit friend she is.
Yeah.
I mean, I think everyone felt that way.
Sure, but the world's 100% the opposite direction now.
But, I mean, I think we were kind of right, though, to feel that she was not a good friend. I mean, weren't we right about that? So or we've changed our mind that, yeah, record people when they're saying dumb things and put it out there.
Morality, I think, had...
In the White House, in the Oval Office. Did it outrage you?
How do we know the people taping these things are giving us the full story? Or how do we know that, I mean, it's not fair. The person doesn't know they're being taped. They know they're being taped, so, of course, they can sound wonderful.
She's not your friend.
Yeah, Mel Gibson. Mel Gibson, that's another one.
Is her name Oksana what? What was her last name?
God.
Yeah, remember how dubbed in her part of the conversation always seemed?
No, that was not me on the tape. That was a manufactured, engineered tape by Adobe software.
Mm-hmm. Why doesn't everyone use that excuse? Because it worked for Jim Fouts. Shouldn't everyone just go, ah, it's not me, that's Adobe software?
I don't think anyone believed him, really, though.
No, I know, but...
Well, Mel Gibson, there was Pat O'Brien, too, the voicemails. Oh, my God.
Those were so fun. I mean, that was a big win.
Those are worth going back. Everybody won with that one except Pat. He was the only loser.
I was so into you, but Betsy's so jealous. But the same sex, and I want to be in such a... But you have to be in the Betsy. I told Betsy that you're into her.
Betsy.
And if you get this message, just... Look at me and say yes. I want to lick your and make you so much.
We need to hear this without the bleeps, don't
I? I'm looking for it. Here, I'll end it because
I want it badly.
I would much rather find the ones.
Poor Betsy. Who is Betsy?
Who is Betsy?
Why do we never know who Betsy was?
Maybe Betsy was into it.
I want to lick your pussy and suck your tits.
Oh. Well.
Oh, boy.
So
he's a giver.
But Betsy's so jealous. But I fucking have sex. And I want to lick your pussy and suck your tits. But you have to be into Betsy. I told Betsy that you're into her. And if you get this message, just look at me and say yes. But I want to fucking lick your pussy and make you come so much.
So it's kind of threatening, doesn't it?
Crazy.
But I want you badly. I know you want me. But you have to be the Betsy, too.
Come on. He's respecting Betsy.
She agrees with me. So, yeah.
He's really pimping Betsy out, isn't he?
Wait,
his wife is...
You are so fucking hot. And I want to eat you.
I love the way he said that.
I don't want my girlfriend to meet you. It's so fucking hot. You are fucking hot. Let's do it.
Didn't his voice change when he said,
let's do it.
So fucking hot. Please leave me a voicemail.
Let's do it. Wait, that's the other thing. He wasn't being recorded. He was leaving a voicemail.
I know.
It's a little different.
No, I know. I really didn't have much sympathy for him because, it's a voicemail.
And he became a winner out of it. I mean, he owned it, and he's fine.
A text conversation is considered between two people, in my opinion. Maybe, I guess that's not really true anymore, is it? I mean, are you really opening yourself up to the public when you text someone who's a friend or...
I hope not.
I don't think so, no.
Because I didn't hear a lot of sympathy for Jake Fromm. I mean, it seems like people just go, oh, like the well.
End. Yeah, people just don't feel like the end justifies the means.
Yeah, they do. And they generally believe whatever it is. A screenshot's pretty powerful, I guess.
So fucking hot. I don't know what's wrong with me.
I don't know what's wrong
with me. But I fucking want the jug. Crazy.
It's really not his fault.
You fucking crazy.
What? How can he turn the TV down?
Trudy, he's going crazy because she's so hot.
Promise we get this message if you agree with me.
If you agree with me. Wasn't this at an event? Or
yeah,
a
it was at a party.
She was there.
Yeah, she was there.
That's why he kept saying, just look at me and say yes.
Yeah, and apparently she wasn't checking her messages at all because he just keeps leaving the same message over and over.
I was so crazy with you. So, I want to fucking go crazy with you.
Some of these might be redundant.
Excuse me.
Hey.
I'm so fucking into you. And you have to pay attention to Betsy, but let's have fun. I want to fucking eat you and fuck you and suck your tits and watch you eat Betsy and...
This is a different message.
...lick your ass.
Wait, pause for a second.
Incredible.
What's he want to do with her ass?
Well, let's just listen to it again, Drew.
Watch you eat Betsy and lick your ass.
Let's
I'm
lick
so
her
fucking
ass.
Into you. It's incredible. Check this message and then just.
I love how he goes from like.
Toss my salad.
It's really like his penis is leaving a message and then he pops on. just regular. Yes. Like, I don't know why my machine doesn't work. And his brain has the logistics. His penis is just all over everything
else. Yes. And Jess can watch us. Let's just fucking have fun.
Who can watch us?
Betsy.
I don't do this for a living. This is like new to me.
There's the brain.
Make
Now, who's Betsy again?
His wife. It's not his wife. No,
not his wife. But do we ever know who?
What do you mean?
She is
his wife's name.
Let me Google that. Who is Pat?
Well, in the meantime,
Pat O'Brien was. Oh, you're right. He was married to Linda O'Brien until he left her for Betsy Hoyt Stevens, and I guess they're still together.
Oh, Hoyt Stevens.
Well, maybe.
But I guess
Betsy
you're right. They're not married.
Let me look up Betsy Hoyt Stevens.
Thank you so much.
With that mustache of his.
I love how he so quietly slips that in.
It's me.
You're so fucking hot. That's just like all of a sudden. You're not into it, but. The three of us to get together. I want to fucking suck your pussy.
You made that clear, O'Brien.
Wow.
How long did it take you to grow that mustache?
Shut my cock.
It was more direct there.
Get another woman up. Hire a hooker.
Hot. That's
coke.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Get some coke.
So you get this message.
Wow.
If you agree with this.
Listen to him. He's got words to say.
He's water squirt emoji, water squirt emoji, water squirt emoji.
He's good at organizational skills, planning an event.
That's his brain part, Trudy.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
I got to give him credit for, you know, they always used to say in sales, if you don't ask for the order, you're never going to get it.
Oh, yeah.
You are so fucking hot.
Let's do it. I think that's all of them. I think we've heard them all now.
Betsy, by the way, broke her silence.
She did?
Yes. Let's see. Former Access Hollywood Pat O'Brien was once on top of the world until serious alcohol and drug addiction, plus an infamous voicemail, which he drunkenly begs a woman for sex, hookers, and cocaine, left his life and career in tatters. His memoir releases on his blast ex-fiancee, Betsy Hoyt Stevens, is a money-hungry harpy.
Wow.
Star cut up with her. I was shocked by the things he said about me in the book. Oh, this is just about the book. The thing I really took issue with was that he called me a gold digger. I lived in a $3 million house when I met Pat.
Ooh!
I had my own money. I didn't need his.
Really?
Nor, she says, does she need to hold on to any resentment. I don't resent him. I feel sorry for him.
I want to lick your pussy and suck your tits.
I don't resent him. I feel sorry for him. He was this brilliant... pop up. He was this brilliant, charismatic, funny man. I adored him. And now he's, well, he's an alcoholic. Last I heard, his book only sold 2,000 copies. Oh, no. I don't know if I believe that.
Let's get crazy.
He's living off government assistance. What?
What? Wait, what? No.
No, I don't believe that either.
So
okay, I want a forensic accountant for this. I pray for him every Sunday in church.
What?
Can we get a forensic accountant on that? Is there any way our forensic accountant can find that out?
How does she have all this money from before? Like, what did she? Was she somebody? Was she?
She has two last names, Hoyt Stevens, so she's probably like an heiress.
Yeah, I don't.
She's pretty cute.
Oh, she is fucking hot. This one picture.
See,
I think she's an artist of some sorts. I think she does paintings, and I don't know how much she sells, but you know, everything I can find, it still says they're together.
Oh, good for you, Pat.
Well, maybe they got back together.
Maybe they have a lot in common. I'm looking at pictures online. There's a picture of them with Rupert Boneham from Survivor. Is that not the dumbest picture ever?
How ridiculous.
Oh, it's like so such a random picture. You see it ahead of you?
Wait a minute.
Oh, my God. That is so rando.
Wait a minute. Did you see her art?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Is it her vagina? There's one of them. Where's the art at?
You just Google her, and it has her art.
I looked up what does Betsy in quotes think about Pat O'Brien's voicemails. Let's see what comes up here. Dr. Phil Pat O'Brien's transcript. Would Dr. Phil get in the middle of this?
Oh my God, that would have been such a long conversation.
I don't know, it's kind of basic.
That was 2005.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, it means he just had the anniversary.
Yeah, that's
should have called him. Told him happy anniversary.
Oh, Patty Wagon.
He was a good sport talking about it.
He was. No, I will definitely go along with that. Okay, so Other entertainment. Boy, that was a worthwhile detour, sorry, wasn't it? No, it was so worthwhile. It was totally worthwhile. Alyssa Milano dressed up as RBG, but she misspelled her name twice in her tweets with her pictures of her, and then she deleted them.
Oops. Dope.
Sorry. And, oh, Lady Gaga's stupid post. What is, did you guys see that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Should we play it?
Is she trying to suggest that that is what the Trump voter she's trying to convert acts like?
Well, I think that's
what people were inferring.
People are thinking, yeah.
She's dressed
some
up.
Some people
in,
are saying she's culturally appropriating rednecks.
Yeah, she's dressing in camo and she's drinking a beer, which she crushes, and inviting them to this Biden event.
It's a total waste of a beer, by the way.
This is Lady Gaga. I'm voting for America, which means I'm voting for Joe Biden. And if you live in Minnesota, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, Florida, or
so, yeah, camo crop top, camo pants, and then
tall boots.
What is she in front of? What kind of panel?
That's a big pickup. Yeah.
Arizona, I encourage you to vote. And if you have a friend that lives there, tell them to vote. I'm going to be in one of these states tomorrow. Guess which one I'll be in? Hint, I used to live there.
Pittsburgh's where she's going to be.
Thanks, Drew, for spoiling the surprise.
Water sorry. Squirt emoji, water cheers. Squirt emoji, water squirt emoji.
2020 election.
What's with those boots?
She's just Gaga being
okay.
Gaga.
Here's
Hey.
Hey,
I wonder if she'll still be there, because today a lot of people are making hay out of the fact that she's part of Artists Against Fracking. Oh. And this might not be so good for Joe to
well,
have
yeah.
her.
Did you see her response to that?
Because I didn't.
The Democrats put out, or the Republicans put out a press release and called her anti-fracking activist Lady Gaga. And so she like retweeted it and claims that she doesn't even know what fracking is, and it became a thing.
Have people
here's her response right there.
Get amnesia about things so easily.
So this is a fake claim.
Well, I'm sure if she, I would think she probably would be anti-fracking. I don't know what it matters either way.
Well, because Joe Biden says he's not against fracking.
I know that was his big mistake in the debate.
Yeah. Well, he went back and then he said he's not banning fracking.
So being with Lady Gaga proves that he really is anti-fracking.
Well, I wouldn't.
The whole thing.
I just don't think it's a good. It's not good imaging.
What about Eminem?
I think if he really cares about it, yeah. Eminem gave up his
lose yourself 45. You know, seconds.
I don't know if this is real or not, but it was a. It looked like a Joe Biden commercial. It was playing Lose Yourself, which I guess he gave it to Biden to use.
Right.
Anyway, a bunch of like quick jump cuts of Joe Biden in like Joe Biden in action, like cool Joe Biden, and you know, losing yourself in this, you know, like he's running a marathon or he's, you know, like he's going for that last second shot.
Really?
But it's still this old guy, jump cuts to old guy to old guy to old guy to
sleepy
old guy.
Sleepy Joe. He's a sleepy guy.
I mean, you can't edit Joe Biden and make him look cool, can you?
If you cut really fast.
Tony Soldier.
Here's the ad.
If you cut really fast.
Okay, yeah, this is not the ad. This is what I saw.
This is not what you saw?
No, this isn't what I saw. But
is that Joe right there running up?
This looks better.
Because, yeah, in the ad, it's just a bunch of, you know, cuts of everyday people doing stuff. Now, it might have Biden in it. My thought was, nice waiting till one day left, Eminem. What's the point now?
You know, it's interesting that there's so much hell to pay for Sean Connery for what he said. I think it was a 1979 interview.
Sure, there were a few cuts to Biden just walking.
Well, that was cool. But Eminem doesn't seem to get any shit for, you know, wanting to kill his ex-wife and, you know, he put a gun to a guy's head. And
yeah, but she deserved. Sorry.
Isn't it interesting how it works depending on who you are and circumstances?
Yeah. I forgot like about music. His beef with ICP for a minute there.
Not that I, you know, want Eminem canceled. I'm just saying it's all very selective.
He's changed a great deal since then. You will have to admit that.
I guess so.
He actually named one of his albums. What was it? Transformation?
Yeah, I mean, he says he had. I don't know. I mean, I don't really know what he was like then, to be honest. I know what his song said, and he did some crazy shit and got in trouble. But so do a lot of people. Do you know who Eddie Hassel is, the actor?
I saw the story. I have no idea who he is.
He's in Kids Are All Right. He was on an NBC show called Surface, and he was shot dead in Texas on Saturday night.
Was it a suicide?
Oh, was it a suicide?
I thought that's what I
heard. Oh, I didn't know that.
I just saw that he was shot and killed. Maybe I didn't see that he shot himself.
I just thought he was one consonant short of being Eddie Haskell.
That's exactly what I thought, Trudy. Well said. I thought they said his car was missing, too.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'll go with that.
And then
who is
maybe,
he, by the way? Like,
the kids are all right?
Yeah, the kids are all right. Which got an Oscar nomination.
Oh, that was a really good movie.
That was a good movie.
Is that Ruffalo?
Yeah, Ruffalo's in it. Boy. And Ruffalo, of course, has a lengthy post about how sorry he is. And about the problem with guns. And what
it's got to be really exhausting to be Mark Ruffalo and to care about so many things simultaneously.
It's exhausting to me to think about being Mark Ruffalo. Honestly, it is. The poor guy. He's upset.
He's taking on the weight of the world.
Yeah. Are we on Facebook Live?
No.
We aren't? Okay. No.
I think we will be unless there's a reason to be anymore.
Okay, the big entertainment story for me is, Megan Fox just going off on Brian Austin Green. Poor Brian. Is he back on Cameo yet, Brandon?
Oh, you know what? I don't think so, but I'm going to double check right now for you.
Please do, because this guy is being put through hell. I mean, this cunt just basically, she bolts on him, and she's all of a sudden an Instagram post with Machine Gun Kelly like 2 weeks after she leaves, and declaring her endless love. You know, I've never felt this way.
And she then got, she got burned then by BAG because he's like, my four boys, I love you. Remember that whole thing? She put out a Instagram about this, my boy, I love you, or whatever. And he's like, these are the four boys I love. They're kids. Or his one kid and the three with her.
Oh, that's maybe the most inspired thing he's ever done. But
yeah,
I have new penis energy is what was going on with her at that point.
And I think, you know, as far as this battle, and she's really angry at him for an Instagram post. He put one of their kids in his Instagram post. It's him wearing a Halloween costume. And this one kid is in it, and he's really not front and center in the picture. And so she posts, she's angry because he put his kid in an Instagram post. And then she posts something clapping back at him, which is like, wait, if you're going to bitch about him doing something publicly, why don't you privately text him or something?
Did her post back include the photo or no?
I don't know.
Because
it had to be a picture of her.
Here's the thing.
I want to know
who that kid was, and now she points it out to the world.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Our kid. It's like,
I might have guessed it was his kid.
No, I know what their kid looks like.
I would have never seen it because I don't even follow him. Like most people in the world, I don't follow Brian Austin Green. But now everyone has seen it because it was on TMZ and everywhere else.
Yeah.
She posted this response. Why can't you stop using the kids to posture via Instagram? You're so intoxicated with feeding the narrative that I'm an absent mom. And you are the perennial, eternal, dedicated dad of the year.
True. Have you read the whole post that she put out there?
No.
It begins with, why does Journey have to be in this picture? So two things. Number one.
Journey?
Journey the band?
Name your kid Journey.
The child. Oh,
number two. Number two. Nice naming the kid.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you just doxed your own kid that you're so worried about them being out there. It's not hard to crop them out or choose photos that they aren't in. I had a great Halloween with them yesterday, and yet notice how absent they are from my social media.
Ooh!
Yeah, but here you are talking about it now.
No.
All right, check it out. I got to give you all four of their names. All four of the children.
Please, oh,
Jesus.
Please.
Oh, I'm so scared right now.
Cassius, Lilia, Marcel.
That's one name?
Yeah, that's one kid. Oh, the next is Journey River.
No.
Oh God.
And how about
that poor kid?
Bodie Ransom.
Ransom? And like to pay a ransom?
Bodie the skier? Is the kid named Bodie, what's his name?
Oh, Bodie Miller.
Yeah.
Bodie. And then finally Noah Shannon.
That's the most normal one. Wait, is Noah Shannon a
girl or a boy?
Is it a boy or a girl?
It's gotta be a boy.
I don't know.
Noah's the first name.
Yeah,
Shannon's
but,
the middle.
Noah Cyrus is a girl. Shannon is a female name.
Oh, crap.
Shannon.
Right. Is it what I took from that post?
No, because
it was like so out of left field to me as someone who's just an outsider, like most people, that she sounds like she's feeling mighty guilty about her kids, maybe.
Yeah.
Projecting this
but she
on
she had
them
yesterday for Halloween.
Yeah, which she has to then point out, of course. So is she not presenting herself as the perennial, eternal mom of the year?
Well, she had to point out that she had them and didn't post a picture of them, and yet she's pointing out that she had them and didn't point.
Yes, I get it. She's also, I mean, isn't it a little rude so shortly after they split to be posting her new boyfriend and how in love they are? Isn't that a little, just a little rude, I mean, with little kids and stuff?
Isn't it shitty to drag your kids into your marital discontent?
Yes.
Well, the other women...
I'm on Team Brian Austin Green, clearly.
The other women are supporting her, sad. Though. Vanessa Marcel, who Cassius is the kid. That's her kid.
Yeah, that's
with
his first kid with this Vanessa, whatever name
she
is.
Wrote, "The truth will always come out in the end. Hashtag, I'm with you, sister."
Yeah, she really knows what their lengthy relationship has been like. She really knows...
Well, even better, Courtney Stodden.
Courtney Stodden?
Who he nailed like 5 times in a week or something.
Yeah, and who posted a picture of him with her in a hot tub like two weeks later, acting like it was that night.
Yeah.
To make the girl that he was with in the tabloids angry, I guess.
Let me find her.
She was jealous.
Okay, she wrote, of course, there's a picture of her, and she's got a towel on, and that's it. Which, so I don't know why that's applicable in this situation. "I'm so proud of Megan for speaking up about the way Brian seems to use his kids as a flex. During my time I spent with him, when I was over at his house, his kids were never there. They were always with Megan. She wasn't..."
Yeah, because they split custody, you dope, and he didn't want to have to, you'd have to put up with 4 brats.
"There were times Brian would tell me that he couldn't see me because he had his kids. And I later find out it wasn't true. He was seeing other women at this time."
That's what she was being nice. He was being nice.
And then she writes, "Like, dude, you're allowed to see other people. Just be honest about it to me and to them. And don't use your kids as your lie. Brian's been lying to many women at once about being exclusive with them. Before knowing this, I posted a video of him and I together to my Instagram. He said he was really disappointed about this. Really, he was just disappointed that my video caused him a couple other booty calls who didn't know they were booty calls. Then he starts posting loads of pictures of his kids, acting like he's a doting single dad. It was clearly an attempt to protect his image." She goes on and on.
God, I feel sorry
for him. Oh, keep reading. Keep reading. I want to hear more.
Oh, you do want to hear more?
Yeah, I want to hear more. Courtney Stodden is, I'm fascinated by her.
How could all of us women who he tried to play be mad at such a loving father? He soon lost interest in working with me on music. She put "working" in quotes.
Well, you shouldn't have given up so quickly. You should have waited till you made some music.
And then parentheses, which he never actually did, when he realized I wasn't giving it up. So she's trying to claim that they never got it on.
Oh,
well, the whole experience was a bit gross. Women and children are not props. How long until men realize this? Hashtag Brian Austin Green, hashtag Megan Fox, hashtag truth.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And then the first comment, "You both are no better blasting him either. It could have been something kept between them, but she felt the need to blast him."
Oh, my.
Oh, my God, this world is such a
awesome,
wreck.
Isn't it? Oh, it's a blast.
No, they're imbeciles out there. Yep. That's it.
I know, but it's sad that we had to know there's so many imbeciles. I thought there were just a few imbeciles roaming around being imbeciles, and now I have to know that half the population are just complete imbeciles.
No,
sad.
There's still a few. They're just louder.
Yeah, and they have a voice as you.
But I didn't want to know there were this many assholes and imbeciles. I didn't. I wanted to be. I felt better when I was protected. Now I'm triggered all the time.
I don't think Courtney Stodden ever wears clothes, just looking at it.
I don't think so.
Instagram.
I do have to report that Brian Austin Green is no longer
part of the Cameo available. Family.
Well, he still has a profile, but it does say that he will no longer be doing them. So he's out. And oh my God, when we get a chance, the talent on Cameo is absolutely ridiculous.
I'll tell you what. Let's just find out who's on Cameo. This is a great day to find out who's on Cameo. It's also a great day to know.
Breaking news. Courtney Stodden voted for the first time in her life, according to an Instagram post.
Oh, wow.
There's also breaking news at Zot Ford in Holly, where Anthony Gabar and the hottest sales staff in Oakland County want to let the baby have your bottle. So they're giving you these insane, crazy deals like the loaded 2020 Ford Edge SEL all-wheel drive as low as $177 a month, or get to Zot Ford and lease the SUV everyone's talking about. The all-new 2020 Ford Explorer XLT four-wheel drive as low as $212 a month.
Wow.
Finally, lease the toughest truck on the road, a new 2020 Ford F-150 Supercrew XLT 4x4 as low as $199 a month. And just when you thought things couldn't get any crazier, Zot will have the highly anticipated Ford Bronco Sport in stock and ready for immediate delivery any day now. So there you go. Go to dealsnadee.com and be sure to say hi to Anthony and Steve over at Zot Ford in Holly. And we now have the Yaldo Eye Center with their third location on Rochester Road, just north of M59 in Rochester. And, of course, the $1,500 off the regular price. If you mentioned the Drew and Mike show and our discount, call 1-800-398-EYES for an appointment. If you've been thinking about this, it's not a bad time to consider doing it. Or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com and read up on custom topography, guided LASIK, the most precise in the world, and the opportunity to not have to bother with glasses and contacts and reading glasses and all that garbage that costs real money, too. And if you're over 45, multifocal lens implants or lens replacement will have you seeing small print and everything else for as long as you live, and challenging people to eye-offs. So get a free evaluation. Call
eye-offs.
Eye-offs. See-offs. See-offs, eye-offs.
I like eye-off.
Vision-offs. Call 1-800-398-EYES or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com.
Me off.
There you go. Okay, so who's on Cameo?
Oh, boy. This is actually, a massive list since the last time we let our listeners know. I'm just going to quickly run through the under hundos because everybody under $100. But the ones that are worth there, of course, that fly on Mike Pence's head, they're still hawking that for $20. Joey Chestnut,
stupid.
The hot dog eater, is 30. Rampage Jackson, the former UFC fighter, is $40. Jack Osborne, 80. Oh, Jamie 80 Kennedy.
$80 for Jack Osborne?
$80 for Jack Osborne.
Get out of here.
$96 for both Jamie Kennedy and Steve Spurrier.
Oh.
Hey, sidebar, have you seen Kelly Osborne lately?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He lost like 300 pounds or something.
Well, didn't they take her stomach out or something?
Oh, did they?
You're like, what you said.
Just go straight into a bag now?
She did not lose the weight.
Okay.
I mean, she did lose weight, but I mean, they made her lose the weight.
I thought she looked pretty good.
She looks pretty good. She never looks that great to
what?
Me.
What?
Her face is ugly.
What?
But no, did you see it with less weight on it?
Hey, she looks a little better. I agree.
What is it you always say?
She's not sizzling, though.
She's,
wait.
She deep down knows how much she really wants to eat, and so it might not work.
No, it won't. She'll get it back.
I'm just saying right now.
Yeah, she looks good right now. And if you can have her right now, it might be interesting, but it won't be for long. I mean, it's going to be a small window. Just saying.
Small window. Kelly Osborne says she's rejecting men who wouldn't date her pre-weight loss.
Oh, shut up.
I don't want you now, honey.
That now I'm even madder. Now I hope the window's even smaller. Put her stomach back in.
You don't think she looks good right there?
With her long hair?
Oh, shit. Where'd it go? This one right here.
Her long gray hair?
Yeah, she looks better. She does. She looks pretty good.
She looks like Sharon.
But yeah, why? Okay, why does she have to have such an attitude? I don't date anyone. No, no one's trying to date you that wouldn't date you before. What was she going on?
This is Kelly.
She's probably going on asking out all these extremely eligible people because she thinks she's something special. I'm Kelly Osborne. I was on a reality show because my dad's a rock star, so go out with me even though I'm fat. And you're a big star. No, they're not going to ask you out again because they didn't want to be with you the first time, and they don't want to be with you in this little window. Sorry.
I take it back because I'm looking at her Instagram. She looks weird.
I agree. I think some people are supposed to be fat. Some people are just supposed to be fat.
Look at that one.
Yeah. Let me see.
Oh. What is this predilection she has with weird glasses?
Trudy,
and purple hair.
She thinks she's so hot. She's always thought she was hot.
She's just trying to compensate for her weight by putting all this weird shit together.
Yeah, it's very distracting.
Yeah.
And Jack is not much better, to be honest. I like the Osborne kid that wasn't in the show. That's my favorite Osborne kid.
Yeah.
Who else, Brandon?
All right, so now that we're in the $100 range, it's starting to get some pretty heavy hitters. I'm talking big celebrities that you can get a personalized message for
don't
you or
sell
your friends.
It. You don't work for them. They don't pay you.
Check this out. For $100, Michael Cohen will do one for you.
Oh.
Lawyer?
Yes.
Oh, come.
That might be interesting.
Do you have any examples? Let's hear. Because isn't he supposed to be in jail right now? How can he do them from
he
jail?
He was. He broke his probation somehow.
Yeah, so how can he do them from jail?
Wait. I don't know.
Wait, COVID got him out, right? And now he's back in? Or?
No, he served his time, I think.
Danny, it's Michael Cohen here, former personal attorney to President Donald Trump. Your buddy Robbie Werner asked me to reach out to you. First and foremost, I understand you're a former Special Forces captain. And for that, I want to turn around and say thank you for your service to this country.
Shut up.
Unlike our asshole president, who believes that his gut knows more than our four-star generals. He does not. And at the end of the day, many people, possibly yourself, are buying into this whole spiel that Trump has going, that he cares about everybody.
What?
He actually doesn't care about anyone.
Okay, he's calling somebody out on their birthday.
This is someone who bought it for a Trump supporter, apparently, and he's telling him to fuck off.
Wow.
The guy that worked for Trump for many, many years and says he talked him into running for president.
Mm. 10 people claim that.
Oh, my
God. How did he get in here?
Why would someone buy this? Okay, what's the other?
Other than himself. And I'd like to obviously express to you the simple fact that I know Donald Trump better than anybody. I know his tics. I know his tell. I talk about it in my book, Disloyal. I talk about it on my podcast, Mea Culpa.
Donald
Trump
podcast.
Cares for no one or anything other than himself. The notion that he believes that he knows more about law enforcement, intelligence, about the military than the four-star generals
birthday wish.
And those
that
are there.
I wish I could be as selfless as Michael Cohen.
Staff. To me, it just goes to show you it's two things. One, it's ignorance, and two, it's arrogance.
How long does this go on?
And that's not something that the military instills in its people.
Get out of here. The other one, please.
You get your money's worth with him.
Get him out of here.
And Jill, it's Michael Cohen here, asked to reach out to you by Joe. So I understand that your son Joe is concerned that you guys are stressing out about this election. So let me say this. First
people
and foremost.
People pay for this?
If this was Donald Trump doing this cameo, the first thing is he would go, "Oh, Bill and Jill, that sounds like a book I used to read to my kids." No, Mr. Trump, that's Jack and Jill.
Wrong.
It's about the only thing that would come in right into his mind. Listen, don't stress about this election. Donald Trump is losing, and he's going to lose the popular vote by a significant number. It's the electoral process, of course, that we have to be a little more careful about.
Oh, thank you, Michael.
The metrics aren't there
somebody
for him.
Pay $80
he is not going
for this?
To be able to pull it off, so you don't
Stop
have
it.
To worry and don't stress about tomorrow. Just make sure that you get out there and you do your part, you vote. And in the event that somehow he manages to pull it off, which is not going to happen, give me a call. I'll figure out how to help you out. Maybe we'll
out
how to make some offers.
How much is that going to cost?
On any of the stuff that you're working on, we'll figure it out. I'll fix that problem.
Hey,
for
can
you.
He practice law and then can he say that on a cameo that he will help consult?
I guess
he's about
always
the law?
He's always been on the up and up, Trudy.
Whoa, let's stop talking with this guy.
Guys, practice big law. Names. I got to get rolling here if I'm going to get through.
Okay.
Because the next person up and more expensive and bigger and better than Michael Cohen is Sister Jean. She's 101.
Oh, that
Wait,
broad
the
Loyola, from
the Loyola
basketball team?
Hag?
Yes.
I mean, nun? She charges how much?
$101.
Oh. Yeah,
brother. Okay.
Edgar Martinez, $111. How about Jodie Sweetin from Full House? She's $125.
Oh, awesome. Get the fuck out of here. $120?
Hey.
She better be nude.
Don't forget, wasn't she the host of Pants Off, Dance Off on VH1?
Oh, really?
Let me see Jodie Sweetin. I just want to see what she looks like on her cameo.
Pretty good. I always
She's kind of cute.
She's all right. Didn't she do meth all the time, too?
Yeah, she used to, and she got better.
Oh, she looks cute in that picture.
Yeah, no.
What's your cameo?
Right.
She doesn't have any cameos yet?
Don't hate on her.
No, she doesn't have any.
Oh.
Well, $120 might tell you why.
Oh, yeah. Well, next up is a couple athletes. Leonard Fournette, who doesn't need money, he's $128. And Sean Kemp is $140.
Sean Kemp, well, he's got a lot of kids.
Oh, yeah, he does.
He's got a lot of alimony to pay.
He's got seven kids by eight women somehow.
Anthony Anderson?
Yeah.
What?
How much is he?
Well, he has 10 TV jobs.
So is that a donation? Because like Jodie Sweetin, I see you have it still up there. It says all proceeds go to the Biden campaign.
Yeah, well, too bad that there's no proceeds.
Well, why couldn't
he has no cameos.
Why don't I just donate the money and get the write-off?
Exactly.
Or does she get the write-off?
Let's see. Tommy John is $188.
Wait, from his own surgery fame?
Yes.
Yes.
Steve Urkel is $199.
Get the fuck out of here.
Urkel?
Let's see. Can I hear one from Urkel?
Yeah, I only wrote down Urkel. What's his real name?
Jaleel White, I think.
$199 for Urkel?
Isn't it Jaleel White?
Yeah, but I don't know how to spell Jaleel.
J.
You just went by. There it is.
L E E L.
Here's Jaleel.
He's got pipes, doesn't he? Isn't he going to be like, dude, yeah, this is Jaleel White and shit.
Here he is.
Look at that sunset. Oh. That's LA for you, baby.
Look at your throat.
Oh. Jaleel White here.
Oh, he's got a selfie stick.
How's it going? Mutual Credit Union staff. What's
it's
going
on?
Well,
whose backyard is it? Whose backyard is he in?
Like everybody else. And
he's on his break from busing.
I'm sure COVID is going to affect
the
your
country club.
Your annual Christmas party. And man, I'm like, this is from the heart. Like, just
clearly
keep your heads up. You know, I hear you guys are all Urkel fans, and I love for people who are real fans.
No, you don't.
This is,
to know
this
that
is so
I appreciate that
I mean,
still to this day.
No, you don't.
God. Oh my God.
Steve Urkel's $199, and you can have a cameo, a specialized message yourself just from him. But for one extra dollar, you can get either Kenny G or Chris Christie. $200.
Oh, Chris Christie for $200? What?
He has to pay his hospital bill.
Oh my God. Okay.
At the risk of getting ragged on, Kenny G's actually a funny guy. Like, if you hear him in interviews and stuff. Soft.
Oh, why don't you buy 10 of them then?
Yeah, there's some good ones coming up here. Fetty Wap. Fetty Wap is $220. He's a rapper. Rosie O'Donnell is $250.
Wow.
Oh, Jesus.
How about Joe Piscopo for $250?
What?
Yeah.
Really?
LT is $256.
Oh, LT.
LT's worth it.
Yeah. Jared Allen is $269.
Why did he answer his phone?
George Foreman is $300. Carlos Correa is $300. Smokey Robinson is $300. Huh. All right, now here's the three big dogs of the day.
Yeah, that's how you answer it.
What?
Yeah.
Here's the three big dogs. Steve Wozniak is $400.
Woz?
Isn't he a billionaire?
I know, he needs money. No, he definitely needs some money.
Well, what can I do for you, man?
Yeah, he's $400. That's crazy.
Hi, Daniel. Should I call you DR?
So it's weird because
Jesus,
he has a weird
his
face.
Proceeds are going to a foundation as well. Okay.
Aren't you fascinated by the charity angle on this? So does Cameo still take a cut, and do they donate any of it to charity? No.
I wonder if it's just scam. A portion of proteins. But Drew Brees is $450. Lord knows he needs the coin. And the headliner today for a whopping $1,000, Jason Alexander.
Oh,
Wow. God.
How many?
We will donate every penny of our profits to charity.
Keeping only enough money to cover changing our lives in a major way.
Woo!
Wow, his aren't a donation either, are they? Jason Alexander's.
No, he probably needs the cash. A lot of these people need the money. That's the that's
if you
the
give
really
us money,
part.
Then we'll like give it to other people or something.
And we're all caught up on cameos.
By the way, Brian Austin Green, another little part of the story is apparently in this divorce, he's going to be the financial benefactor.
Oh, I bet.
Because he hasn't done squat since 90210, and she's made a lot of movies. She's made a lot of money, and she's got earning power that doesn't really have. Oh. Although that Courtney Stodden musical project is a big financial loss.
For what it's worth, he has
Sharknado money.
He's re-uploaded the photo and cropped the kid out. So message received.
Oh, I knew that. I'm sorry I didn't point that out.
Wait, was he in Sharknado or was it?
No, I don't think he was in Sharknado.
Oh, it's Ian
Ziering. Yeah, he starred in
Ian, not Ian.
Ian, don't call me Ian. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Jeez.
Okay.
Fun stuff. So also in the entertainment section, did you see the new interview with Paris Jackson?
No, I didn't. I'm really excited about this.
It's a print interview. Here you go. Why do you think? Why do you think she was interviewed?
She has a new career.
She has a new album coming out, and you know it's her debut album. And it's not because she's Michael Jackson's kid. Apparently, the Associated Press will just interview anybody with a new album coming out.
Oh, this album. Please tell me this album will bomb. If this album is number one next week, I don't know if I can. Be on the planet on a planet where Paris Jackson's album is number one. I don't think
it's
I can do
true.
It.
True, it is not going to do check.
No, I don't think it will. It started in her bedroom with just a guitar, but Paris Jackson has turned coping with the heartache after a recent breakup into her debut solo album.
It's one of the greatest feelings I've ever experienced. Jackson told the AP in an exclusive. Yeah, they're the.
You're the only one that wanted to interview her. Interview this week.
I'm excited. I'm nervous, but I feel confident that the people that are supposed to hear this record are going to hear it. It's going to reach them. With regard to critics and stuff, I don't think they're going to know how to critique it.
Why? Why wouldn't they know how to
critique it? It's weird.
Oh, they'll know how.
It's got to be weird. Okay.
That's an interesting move because she's trying to say it. They're going to say it sucks. They're going to say it sucks, but they're going to be wrong.
Earlier this year, Jackson was one half of acoustic duo The Soundflowers with boyfriend Gabriel Glenn until the two split. She describes nursing a broken heart as a literal aching in your chest. But Jackson turned her pain into art.
Sounds like someone's having their monthly.
Okay, here, I'm quoting some lyrics. You were my all, and
sounds
now
like
I...
someone's having their monthly.
Sorry.
You nice. Were my all, and now I fall to the ground.
Oh, boy.
She sings on her new single, Let Down, which drops Friday.
Sounds like a number one hit tune, all right.
When she heard that guitar singer-songwriter Andy Hull from the band would produce her first record, she was elated. Andy Hull?
From Manchester. You know, I circled the band name. I skipped the couple paragraphs. But the
Indie rock band Manchester Orchestra.
Have you ever heard of them?
No.
Man, they are one soft band. I listened to two songs and I'm like, that's not my speed.
She flew to Atlanta to work with him and says the band was supportive of her sound. The band was supportive of her sound because they knew they could charge her a lot.
Right.
Paris, that's going to cost about $200,000 to produce this thing. It's going to be a real effort.
Excuse me.
What a joke. Oh, my God. Wow. Everyone was just so welcoming and so kind because they charge you out the ass, idiot.
Customer.
And they held this project to be like very sacred. They understood my emotional connection to it. No, they did not. They did not understand. They didn't even try to understand. They didn't care.
They lie.
And I understood that this is my baby. They didn't want to do anything that wasn't authentic to who I am, and they just took it to the whole next level.
Authentic. She would have been a perfect target for Nexium.
Don't do it.
Oh, my God. You
ignorant fool.
There's an upcoming music video to go through.
I know.
I
can't wait. It's going to be terrible.
Let Down. A nod to the younger Jackson's love of horror and gore. The character she plays has her heart literally ripped out of her chest by her lover. One of the recurring scenes is set in dark woods, reminiscent of elements in her father's famous Thriller video.
Oh!
When asked what he may think of her music, Jackson demurs. I don't know. I'm not him, so I can't speak for him.
I have a heart and I have feelings. I feel that when you do that to me. It's not nice. Don't do it.
Why doesn't she incorporate some of her real dad in her music?
Yeah, Ernie Klein. You know, wouldn't that be great if the interviewer said, no, I wasn't talking about Michael Jackson. I was talking about Ernie Klein.
But I hope you would be happy, and I think you would be stoked because I'm
stoked.
Happy.
Stoked?
He doesn't know how to be stoked.
Yeah.
I found so much healing through creating this, and there are moments where I listen back to certain songs, and I'm like, wow, I was so naive. But for the most part, it's just like so much gratitude and joy that I get from listening to these songs and just seeing the development and the evolution.
You ignorant fool.
Oh, my God.
What an idiot.
Oh, I can't wait to hear the single.
Yeah.
Hey, Tom Morello has a new project out that you definitely should listen to after Paris Jackson.
Tell me more about this.
See the contrast between what sucks and doesn't.
Who else is it? Just Tom, or there's some singing on it?
Yeah, and it's
he does a cover. Drew, here's one of his covers. You ready? Can you hear it?
Is that Hendrix?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Comes
Little Child.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah.
I love Morello. I think he's very underrated.
featuring Slash guitar duo Jimi Hendrix cover and Eddie Van Halen tribute, which is like intense.
Who is singing on this?
Is that Secretariat? Is that the Eddie Van Halen tribute?
Intense. You see him play that guitar, it's like he has 15 fingers. You see him play that guitar, it's like he has 15 fingers.
Are there no vocals on any of this?
There was on one. I think the one he does with Slash, Interstate 80.
Oh, it's like a Satriani project. Coming up on
Satriani project. Scooby-dooby-doo-bop. Do you know who sings on it, Trudy? Or no?
It says,
you put me down,
the one Interstate 80 is a 7-9 rooted riff in Morello's Riot Chant vocals. I don't know what that means. The
fuck is that?
I have no idea, but
who's that dude?
I'm lost.
If there's no easy answer, then
you just
no
have
answer.
To like feel it, Drew. You don't have to explain.
That's an answer.
No, I know he's going to.
Trudy
rock.
Can't find who's singing.
No, I can't get past the paywall.
Is that a Rolling Stone?
It's kind of all over, but this is in Guitar World. The first
Rolling Stone has really gotten paywall-y lately.
Yeah, I know.
It didn't used to be at all.
I noticed that sucks.
I always figure that maybe if I don't pay for the paywall, because I don't want to go to the hassle, that maybe enough people like me will make them forced to realize that, God, only five people read this because nobody wants to pay for the, the paywall.
Or in the spirit of informing people, give it to us for free so we know.
I just don't like the hassle of getting through the paywall, signing up.
So hard.
It's too big a hassle.
Yeah,
I'd be doing it all day.
I don't know how anybody gets it done.
I always give up. Like, I get partway through it, and then I always give up when there's some difficult question. It's like, oh, fuck. I'll just
enter your credit card number?
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm laying in bed, and it's not close. I don't want to get up and do it.
Just store it in your phone.
Yeah, that seems smart.
Trudy, can you tell us about what's going on with the great Dr. Roche?
The great Dr. Roche has Black Friday pricing all month long in November.
Right. Oh my God, it's November.
Yeah, and gift certificates, they say, are always a great idea because we're getting into the giving season, and what better thing can you give but a hotter body? You can get Evolve Body Contouring with special trim, tighten, tone, non-surgical, non-invasive, so you're going to have somebody who's, laid up while their time off is precious, but they're just getting hotter the entire time. There's also breast augmentation specials, saline or silicone breast implants, broadband light, which corrects all of the crap that the sun did to your skin over the summer. Diva vaginal therapy, which is the lowest price of the year. Hey, Diva for Christmas. Three treatments, regular $4,500, on special for $3,500, plus you get a free G-shot, not a G-spot, which is into your G-spot, which is a $1,200 value. And you should try their CBD products, too. They're 25% off, and they're really non-GMO, made in the USA, top quality, and great for pain and all that stuff. So give them a call. They could do a teleconsultation with you tomorrow if you want, 248-338-1110. Or go to droche.com to see some of the procedures you can actually see for yourself. Hey, and by the way, while we're in the region down there, did you guys hear that you could get your balloon knot checked out?
What?
And beautified. GQ Magazine says
this is not a Roche ad, right? This is a news story.
No, but we were down.
See my butthole? Why do I need to look any better?
I don't think he does anything with buttholes.
He doesn't do bleaching?
How vain do you have to be to get your anus worked on?
GQ Magazine. GQ Magazine says it's grooming's final frontier. They have an article.
Oh, because they've run out of things to write about grooming?
Yes.
Oh, that's such a bullshit article.
It is the ideal territory for beauty and wellness, experts say. But I learned something.
What do they do? Like, what are people doing?
They can actually kiss you.
I didn't get that far. I just got to the point where they were talking about your balloon knot, and I laughed and didn't quite.
Yeah.
I didn't remember that that was the.
So Brandon had to pull up pictures. The jargon. Of balloon knots.
And seeing a balloon knot, it's exactly the same thing.
I think I saw his butthole.
It's amazing. Sorry.
And I will spank my butthole a little bit.
Speaking of music, now, do you guys know that there's a new number one all-time YouTube most viewed video ever?
What is the last one? Wasn't it like Despacito or something?
Despacito. God, I can't believe you knew that, Brandon. It's crazy. Yeah, Despacito had over 7 billion views. Not the Despacito with, what's his name, Biebs on it, but the real version, I guess.
Oh, Louis Fonzie.
Wow.
Featuring Yankee Daddy.
How come you have so much Despacito information?
Really? Well, I honestly thought that was the old one, and you were going to tell me there was a new one.
There is a new one. See, I still thought it was that Gangnam Style. That was still number one. No, the number one most viewed video all time on YouTube is, anybody want to guess? It's if you have little kids. Baby Shark.
Oh, it is Baby Shark?
It's Baby Shark. 7.04 billion views.
By
now.
Pink Fong?
Pink Fong.
Because
anybody has little kids, no.
Pink Fong. I have contributed to about 222,578 of those downloads.
Yep. 7 billion views, but probably from, you know, just a handful of people. Because you just have to play it on repeat all the time.
I mean, it's just... When her face lights up when she hears it, I mean, it's like, okay, I want her to do that again. That's why there's like a select number of songs that I always play Madeline, just because if she's mad, she'll get a big grin on her face.
There's a lot of maddening things about having little kids, but I think the number one most maddening thing is hearing the same fucking song over and over and over, and, over, yeah. and, over and over and over and over and over. And I keep telling both of them, there's other songs in the world. Just, you know, every time I introduce you to a song, you tend to like it. Like, you know, they love the Beastie Boys. But
nice. I think that's.
And then I introduced them to Hamilton, and then they love Hamilton, but that gets played all the time now. It's like, I'm starting to hate it. I'm trying to think. Oh, they love. It's like everything I introduce them to, they like, but then they won't get off of it. And then I end up hating it because the new one is The Nightmare Before Christmas.
To me, you need to introduce them to Rage Against the Machine and maybe some Deftones.
Yeah.
Annie really, I'm not making it up, she really did dig old Van Halen.
Oh, wow.
I don't know why.
She and Maddie can hang.
I know. She likes the guitar driven stuff. Yeah. Charlotte's a little more subdued.
Huh. Annie's a rocker through and through.
Yeah. And now there's all this Baby Shark. Do you know those Baby Shark toys?
Yeah.
Crap out there. And now there's
some for Halloween, like kids walking around in a Baby Shark, like there's small infant ones.
This won't mean anything to you, Trudy, but Brandon, did you know there's Coco Melon toys? Do you know what Coco Melon is?
I don't know what Coco
is. It's like another Pink Fong where they have
another. Sounds like a drink.
It's really. I'm telling you, man.
I'm going to say it's a drink.
It's a different world that you don't know exists until you have kids.
There's a Baby Yoda that's going to be out for Christmas, too.
That's the other thing they're obsessed with.
An actual, like, sort of moving. Baby Yoda.
I spent all Sunday morning printing out pages of Baby Yoda for them to color. Because they saw the picture. They didn't know what Baby Yoda was. In the toy catalogs that came, which, yeah, they're still toy. You know, Amazon sends out a toy catalog.
Really?
They love the Baby Yoda thing. So then I sat down and showed them all these videos of Baby Yoda. And
should we run a Baby Yoda through a wood chipper a la Tickle Me Elmo?
It's getting up there.
Oh, because it's too cute.
I don't know.
Mitch Albom will be pissed at us.
I feel like they don't. There's not that toy anymore, is there? Like the number one toy? Just like TV shows, there's too many TV shows.
No, there is.
There's too many toys.
Sometimes it's on a different level because there's so many options for kids. But I remember a couple of years ago, it was those stupid eggs that hatch or whatever.
Oh, the
Hatchimals. That was only a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I guess you're right. But I remember it used to be like the Furbies and...
Yes. I dropkicked a Furby into my front yard.
Those are the dumbest things.
So stupid.
God, kids are dumb.
And it kept talking.
They like the... Well, of course.
Stop talking.
Like Funzo?
Yes.
It's a Simpsons reference.
Yes. It was very much very, very similar to that.
Taylor Swift is finally free.
Oh.
She's allowed to. I didn't understand this story because all the hubbub with Scooter Braun buying her masters, which she acted like she had no chance of buying them. Mm-hmm. She really did play the victim very, very well in that whole situation.
That's what she does.
Trudy.
Let's say that I like Taylor's music about 25% less now, okay?
You're right. That is what she does. She is always the victim.
Yeah.
In relationships, and she turns them into, you know, really good songs that people like.
In that lawsuit for a dollar?
Yeah. With, what was his name? DJ. Was it DJ Butt Grab? Like, wasn't that his real handle?
DJ Butt Grab?
I thought it was something too on the nose. Stupid like that. But now. No, what's that?
No, I think that's just what he was labeled, right?
I thought he actually performed. You know who would know is Zeus would know, because he used to always call him that. I'm like, who is this guy?
Yeah. Well, I remember they called the case. They called it DJ Butt Grab, but I don't know if that was his.
Oh, okay.
I mean, David Mueller. Is he really going
nice
by DJ?
Nice doxing him.
In the Google search, we're like the sixth one down.
What?
Taylor Swift, DJ Butt Grab, O2, Drew and Mike Show.
Oh, see, there you go.
Whoa.
So a fan of hers tweeted out, finally it's November 2020, meaning that Taylor's free, because I guess she's allowed now to re-record all those early tracks.
Oh, good. She can sell it to her fans again and make a...
Well, another Swifty wrote, we will be deleting all of her old music from our playlists and apps, and we'll only be streaming Taylor's art owned by Taylor.
Really? Is everybody really going to do that?
No. Nobody's really going to do that. And if
because
you
with re-recording, they don't get to use the same vocal track, right?
No, she has to. It's going to sound different. No matter how much she tries to match it up, it will sound different. It just will.
Well, that's lovely.
But I'm glad that she's now free, because she was really...
Yes.
You know,
it's been tough.
She's had a really tough life.
Slavery almost, right?
Yeah, exactly.
What happened to her?
She drives me nuts. I think that's pretty much
Wolfie is mad at Us Magazine. Did you?
Why?
Did you guys read that? They printed an old interview and made it seem like it was just breaking with Valerie Bertinelli on the cover about
that's
her love,
shitty.
Her loss, and something else. And he was furious yet again.
That's pretty shitty.
It was shitty.
Those two are close.
I don't know why he has to whine about it.
Because he kind of does that a lot.
Mick Jagger has a new song, too. I'm surprised we haven't talked about that yet.
Yeah.
Did you hear his new song or the clip of it?
I didn't.
It's an anti-Trump song, of course.
Oh, is it?
Even though you're not a citizen of this country, Jagger. Does he say he's not a citizen here?
You don't see me making any Boris Johnson songs.
It's called Pride Before a Fall, and it's Jagger tweeted out a video of him just, I guess, singing.
But just remember, pride comes before the fall.
And dancing to it. Did you know Mick Jagger put out a new song?
On his own?
Yeah.
Is it good?
It's awesome. Can you tell that I'm being serious?
Oh, I didn't know you wanted to get involved with the discussion, Mr. Helper.
Well, Mick Jagger's on the table.
So the quality of it is not the best that he put out on.
Well, that shouldn't. Quality should not be an issue. That's ridiculous.
It's called Pride Comes Before the Fall.
Wait, are you joking?
No. Or Pride Before a Fall. Here's the song. You ready?
Okay. Is this a Mark D'Antonio song?
But just remember, pride comes before the fall.
Oh.
Too much tweeting.
It sounds like shit. I can't really
utter
judge
garbage.
It.
It's an anti-Trump song, group.
He hasn't done anything wrong.
Seems like you should have put this out like 2 months ago.
Yeah, just like Eminem should have licensed his song 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that terrible?
I gotta say, I was watching NBC News, and speaking of, you know, Mick's song, which to me is a little late, especially if Trump loses, isn't it gonna sound dumb?
No, then you just won't release it. Then he's glad he has that terrible copy out.
I mean, it'll just be, what's the point? And Eminem the last couple days, and it seems the same way, like Biden's flying all over the place today. Trump has been, you cannot argue the fact that Trump has been relentless.
He's a pretty spry 76.
He's not, he's 74, I think, isn't he?
Oh, is he 74?
I think Biden's 77. But Trump has been everywhere, flying miles and miles and miles.
He went to Centerville, Ohio.
Butler, he was in Butler, Pennsylvania, 12,000 people, and they had 57,000, and
honestly, it was, you could just see people forever. It looked like more than that to me.
Spreading COVID all over the place.
Yes, exactly.
Where is that? The villages where they have an outbreak from one of the, from one of the things or one of the.
In Florida?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, is it the villages? Is that
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there's a place called the Villages.
Yeah, Inside Edition was talking about their outbreak there from the.
How bad?
Event. Oh, I don't know. Just a handful of people.
Well, they're 80,
you know,
so.
That's what, you know, that's what Whitmer said. And then the health department said, no, that's bullshit. It was one case. So I don't know. I mean, that thing, I got to tell you, the thing in Butler, I'm thinking, boy, if nobody got COVID at that thing, then I don't know what's going on because it's a lot of people.
Come on, when else are you going to have a chance to hear him speak?
I would never go see a politician speak. Never.
Oh.
Ever, ever, ever. I would
it's
never.
Not like it's televised or anything.
I would never wait for hours and take a shuttle bus. And take, it's just, that's just me. I'm not putting down people that do it. Go ahead if it's fun.
I got a secret for you. That's most people.
Want to go see a president?
No, don't.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so.
It's the hardcores on either side.
I don't know, man. I drove past, where was I? On Saturday, I drove past Van Dyke.
Well, sure, there's lots of people there. I'm not saying that, but most people
26
don't go
Mile
to
Road, and there was a Washington Township rally. And to get off 53, as far as my eyes could see, you could not get off that exit. It was that backed up.
Was this a car? What's with the Trump car rallies? What is that about? And the boat rallies?
It's safe. I'm being serious. I mean, it's just the way to get around when there's not.
Yeah, but I feel like it's a parade.
But is that why? Did they tie up? Okay, today the Garden State Parkway was tied up and the Cuomo Bridge was tied up. Was that on purpose or is that just because there's so many cars?
They was on purpose.
Yeah. Well, they parked. So was the point? That pisses people off.
I think that was the point, possibly. But you know what? My thought, my takeaway on this is, man, I wish I had been in the flag-making business because, Jesus Christ, you could be rich.
Yeah. Where do they sell where do they get the time to make all these flags? But the Biden-Harris bus is a big subject today, too. Marco Rubio was declaring that they didn't do anything wrong, and Trump said they didn't do anything wrong. And Biden says they tried to run it off the road. Now, I have not seen the video where they tried to run it off the road, but, I mean, who knows? They called 911. I know that. I still haven't heard the 911 call, and I would really like to hear it.
Is
there a 911 call yet?
I haven't seen it. No.
There's video of them.
The car was a hit.
Yeah, so one car getting.
I don't think they're in danger. But
no. Did they? I mean, the Trump car hit a Biden car?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And so you ask.
I didn't know there were any Biden cars in there.
No, there was supposedly a member of the team following in a white car, and that
Biden car.
Yeah,
and a black
yesterday.
Truck got they bumped together. Yeah. The truck bumped into the white.
Was there anybody hurt?
No, because they're all jammed up together. There'd be no room to. Like,
did they hit it on purpose?
I don't know. How do I know?
I don't know. Take a leap. They were trying to murder him.
Yeah, well, if they're trying to run the bus off the road, that's not too cool.
Well, yeah,
that's true.
Had they done that, though, cool. He wasn't on it.
No, of course he wasn't. Well,
of course he wasn't.
I mean, no one thought he was on it, did
they? Oh, they
didn't? I don't know, did they?
Who was on it?
Biden doesn't travel on a bus. Are you kidding?
Still in his basement.
Did these people in the Trump cars think that Biden was in the bus?
How does anybody know what they're thinking?
It's a symbol, Drew.
No, that's what I understand. But if someone really thought he was in the bus, I feel sorry for them because there's no fucking way Joe Biden is traveling by bus to these events.
No, of course not.
I mean, the nominee for the Democratic Party traveling by bus? That's
wouldn't they do that in a normal? I guess maybe that's if it's around one state.
He's 77 years old. He was the vice president. I mean, there's no fucking way he's traveling in a bus. I mean, that would just be like Trump traveling in a bus. It would never happen.
Did McCain do that? Didn't he have express?
I think they
something.
Do it as a shtick. They do it. They do it like, hey, we go on a bus because we're so cool.
That's what I was starting to say. But I think they do the bus thing when they're just in Iowa or in New Hampshire.
Well, I think Bill Clinton and Hillary and Tipper and Al Gore traveled in a bus, didn't they?
Yeah, and then they flew by Epstein's plane,
probably,
and left a huge footprint.
Do you want to hear what The View had to say about the bus?
Oh, I'd love to. I'm sure they're very upset.
Over this weekend, truckloads of you-know-who supporters took their
You're not ragging on the road, are you?
Across America with caravans that held up traffic, blocked bridges, and in...
Is she like Mel Tucker and Woody Hayes? She won't say. She won't say.
I guess not.
She just says you-know-who.
Really doing crazy things, surrounded a Joe Biden campaign bus in Texas. I'm here to let you know... That is probably one of the most dangerous things you can do, because buses can't stop.
Wait, more dangerous than hitting yourself, than shooting yourself in the head?
And
buses can't stop.
Buses can't stop?
All buses do in between.
No, if she said trains can't stop, I would agree with her.
Buses can't stop?
I thought buses braked.
Smart buses.
Trudy, you're right. Every time I see a bus, it is stopped. And people are getting on or getting off. What are you talking about?
It's very interesting. Maybe she knows something about buses. I don't know. But anyway, let's
hear what
else.
Sounds like someone's having their monthly.
What else did she have to say?
That you
That's pretty powerful. That's one of the most dangerous things you can do.
When you surrounded this bus, you could have caused all kinds of havoc. You could have gotten yourselves killed because the buses can't slow down the way you need them.
Pause for a second.
They are just places soft and slow. Yeah.
Okay, who is worse? Because this Whoopi Goldberg thing has given me a whole new perspective. The people with the Trump flags around the Biden bus or Justin Turner?
Oh,
Justin Turner is...
probably the people surrounding the bus, I would think.
Yeah, because Justin Turner did it for the victory.
But he knew he had coronavirus.
This is just mean-spirited.
Yeah, it's pretty stupid. I don't understand. But I didn't know it was one of the most dangerous things you could do, and I did not know buses couldn't stop. But let's find out what else happened.
Buses can't stop. They can't stop the way you need them to, I think was the follow-up comment, right?
In order to let you do what you did, which looked a lot like... a scene out of Mississippi Burning, you know, when trucks and cars are surrounded people who are just trying to go drive. It was really freaky to see. And you know who saw things,
you know who,
as
again.
Always, quite differently at a late night rally. Take a look.
They had the thing with these really, I'd say, very good people. They were riding along the highway, and you had Sleepy Joe's bus. So they escorted the bus, and the radical left said, oh, what a horrible thing that is to escort the bus.
Escorted the bus.
Okay. Yeah, you're really lucky that you didn't get anybody killed talking this way, sir. With what
Wait, I was talking that way going to get someone killed?
Supporters have given me a flashback, as I said. And when they talk about, oh, we think there's going to be some issues happening.
This is quite the leap, because they have the picture of... some of the civil rights workers that were killed when that went down
there.
Okay,
when she brought up Mississippi Burning, I thought it sort of was going a little wacko there.
Oh, shit. I hit the wrong button. I got to find it again now.
I hope she's okay.
She hasn't been okay for a while.
I think the only bus history she knows about is the movie Speed.
Oh, that's right.
It could have been. Maybe that bus didn't have any brakes.
That bus
I mean, the people in the cars don't know that it has working brakes.
That's the only bus I can think of that couldn't stop, right? With speed.
Yeah.
Well, it couldn't go under 50.
Yeah, that's right. Shit, where were we? Hang on.
Here. Well,
hey, Tony, what you doing?
Oh, she's bringing. Oh, God damn. So many pop-ups. Here we go.
With what I've been seeing, his supporters have given me a flashback, as I said. And when they talk about, oh, we think there's going to be some issues happening... You know, who do they think is going to start this? I haven't seen any Biden flags trapping anybody. I haven't seen any. Am I crazy, you guys, when you saw this caravan? Did it remind you of a 50s thing as well?
A 50s thing?
No.
Yes. That was very reminiscent of what you were talking about, Mississippi Burning.
What?
No, you don't see Biden people doing that. Biden's people, the protesters, are tear gassed, as a matter of fact.
Well, wait a second. She didn't miss any looting or any people throwing bricks at cops or frozen water bottles at police. I mean, really?
You know, here's the thing. I saw a bunch of those caravans in my area here a couple of weeks ago. They tied up traffic all along this highway. It's a big street. It's not really a highway. and honking their horns. Hundreds and hundreds of them stopping traffic. They had what you call those open roofs on their cars, not necessarily convertibles.
Open roofs.
They had their children sticking their heads out of the top with Trump flags. They're honking and screaming about Trump and chanting this and that. It's like you put your children at risk also, not just those people who were surrounding the bus who are also at risk, but now your kids too. These people need to get themselves really together on this, what's going on here, or we're going to have a lot of violence in this country. I mean, that's it.
MAGA.
Wait a minute. Here's my question here, because she...
Open roof.
When you really think about, like, the violence, like, right now, we're seeing, like, D.C., New York, everything is being boarded up. Everything is being boarded up. Do you really think that if Biden wins, do you really think that they're going to riot and loot and crash it? Isn't that kind of...
I personally don't. But depending on which candidate you're for, you believe that the other side's losers will trash cities and burn them. And that's generally the way people feel. No, I mean, not that I'm aware of, but they did do that thing to the Biden bus.
To be fair, have Biden supporters done that? Or is it just people that... during a civil rights protest break off and become total fucking assholes?
Well, I'm sorry. Well, I guess I would call them anti-Trump people.
I would not call them Trump supporters.
No, I know. But that does that automatically make them Biden supporters, or does it make them just...
It makes them anti-Trump. So I would just go with the next person who you would vote for if you're not going to vote for
Trump. Or anti-establishment in general.
Yeah, I think they were pretty much anti-Trump is my guess. But they weren't doing it in the name of Joe Biden. It was a different kind of thing. But people looting stores, I personally don't think that has anything to do with anything. And I really don't think burning buildings has anything to do with anything either.
So fringy, yeah.
But, you know, I personally would fear Trump winning in terms of response. Yeah. But that's not how most people...
I would agree with that.
Most people feel the other side, whichever side they're on, the other side will burn shit up and bust up cities.
That's probably wrong.
But that's I just read a story about this very topic.
I just want more interesting bus facts.
Yeah. Let's hear her, let her finish. And then we got to call Maz.
I mean, all these women are going to have a take on it. I don't even know who this other lady is. Where's Meghan McCain?
To this type of behavior. I love Texas. Yeah, we all love Texas.
Well, you know, the last time somebody tied up traffic, they went to court for it here in New Jersey. I'm just saying. What about you, Sonny? What did you see? Yeah.
Well, you know, I saw the fact that Trump has emboldened bigots and racists to come out from under their rocks.
Huh.
I mean, before, you know, we knew this kind of bigotry and racism and anger and hatred existed in this country, of course, but it was taboo to behave this way. He has emboldened them. He calls them patriots after an incident like this. And when you learn more about the incident, you know, these were heavily armed people brandishing weapons in their trucks.
Skip past.
Really?
President of the United States. And I say to people, do you want 4 more years?
All right.
Who's talking?
Sonny Houston.
Okay.
I can't honestly decide if I'm more sad or mad seeing what's going on here. Each time that clip plays, my heart races when you see those cars driving like that. And President Trump
Every time that clip plays, my heart... You already know what happens after the first time you see it.
Nothing.
Does she think the clip's going to change?
I guess so.
I got to watch it again to make sure it doesn't end bad this time. That's the dumbest thing. This is what's funny about this. These are just people on TV just talking and not really thinking about what they're saying.
What I'm dying to know.
They're trying to top each other and how
emotional
they are about it. And it's
like people saying they're going to leave the country if the candidate loses. Oh my God, you're the most outraged person of all.
9 minutes on this. They spent 9 minutes on it. Why can't they just look at it and go, you know, this is really stupid.
It is stupid.
It's dumb. And, you know.
What would they talk about later, like 2 weeks from now?
It's a good... Well,
there's going to be
probably all the lawsuits going
on
in Pennsylvania over the election.
Yeah, that's true.
Can you guys help me? What in Mississippi Burning is Whoopi Goldberg talking about?
I don't
remember that movie very well.
What in the 1950s is she talking about? Did people surround buses with cars?
Well, no, I think because people were bused down there to register people to vote. I mean, that was a big movement. A lot of people from the north, a lot of white people went down there to help register, and some people were killed while doing it. I mean, don't get me wrong, I think it's a leap, but there is a bus in that story.
It is leap year. So I think it makes sense. Why don't we dial Maz up, and we can see what's going on in the world of Maz and get a little extra analysis, see what the wrap with Maz, what kind of election coverage they're going to have. Not to mention his thoughts on interesting days in sports. By the way, did you see Michigan is their safeties coach is no longer an on the field coach?
Yeah, that's because he's sick, right? Did he get COVID?
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't think anybody got COVID at Michigan.
You know, let me look it up because I thought it said something about him working remotely.
Huh?
But maybe they meant from the booth. I don't know.
Oh, I thought he's getting booted for his performance or something.
Frankly, he should be.
They didn't make that very clear.
Should be booted.
Huh?
Is Maz at home? Is that where he is?
He's his cell phone, wherever that is.
Oh, okay. Totally not prepared.
How about ragging the officials, too, for the calls and offensive backs?
They're 2 weeks.
Ass. I would say you lost the game. Don't worry about the officials. And the final drive took too long, too, which was, I mean, then why didn't you make it go faster? You're the coach. 18 plays is a little too long to score when you're down two scores with 5 minutes left. But yeah, it said Bob Shoup is not working with the team in an on-field capacity at this time. Why did they just say he had COVID?
So, yeah. So I don't know.
I mean,
maybe they can't release that information.
Oh, it violates a HIPAA law.
Lions lost Trey Flowers, by the way, to ER.
Yeah, it's three games.
Hey, you reached Tom Basile? Yeah,
great.
Sorry, I missed your call. Tom's ready. Give me a message and I'll try you right back.
Wow.
And Galladay might be out too for his good hip. While. Yeah, they said they may put him on IR. Isn't that the season if you're on IR?
No, they changed it now. So I think it's three games minimum, I believe.
He wants money too.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
I
stay healthy. Isn't it hard to pay somebody when they can't stay healthy?
That's a problem.
Yes.
I mean, shouldn't you wait?
Speaking of receiver news, and did you see where Antonio Brown is shacking up?
No.
Tom Brady and Derek Jeter's house. Should we call AB?
Yeah.
This here is breaking news on the ABNN.
Happy 38th birthday.
The Antonio Brown News Network.
From your boy, AB number 84.
Stand by for some booming breaking news. And shit.
Booming.
So we know this number was good at one time.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, we talked about
it. He absolutely picked it up.
Here's the quote from Jay Glazier on the report. He said he's actually been staying at Tom Brady's house, and Tom has actually been helping him off the field as well, lining him up with people to help him, including people like Tony Robbins.
Oh, what? No. Oh,
get the fuck out of here.
Wasn't Tony Robbins just canceled a few months ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice going.
Remember that big story about
Robbins? Oh, yeah.
What a pussy hound he was, and
he's kind of a dick.
Well, that's because he was in, you know, inspirational.
Is that you calling?
I'm calling Maz.
Messaging.
Call
Antonio Brown.
I hung up.
I'm just trying to figure out what the hell's going on.
Well, if you didn't answer the call from the home, why would he answer the call from your cell?
Just maybe he's looking at his phone, because chances are, in a 5 second period, he's looking at his phone 3 out of 5 seconds.
Oh.
Leave me a message and I'll try you right back.
Okay. You can call AB.
I mean, this is a cell. He might be at the game, right? Aren't they playing tonight?
Oh, is that right?
I think so. Isn't it the Bucks?
The wireless customer you are calling is not available. Please try again later.
By the way, I still can't get over that Antonio Brown signs and there's no blowback. No, all these super woke NFL players aren't upset about it.
They want to win.
Yeah, they want to win.
But, I mean, you can't act woke all the other times and then not act woke when somebody treats women like he does and, you know, treats police like he does and treats everyone like he does. I mean, he has a lot of stuff to on his list. I mean, are his lawsuits settled?
Yeah, but Drew, when self-interest is involved, people will do a lot of things that they shouldn't do.
Doesn't it kind of make their wokeness not seem so very real?
Yeah, they're woke about institutions, happy 38th birthday. Not individuals.
I mean, remember Drew Brees, when Drew Brees dared to say that he doesn't like kneeling for the national anthem, and he was just absolutely destroyed by the entire league. But Antonio Brown, on the other hand, can assault women and
allegedly, I should say that for legal purposes,
and you know, throw bags of dicks at his wife and or his mother of his three kids, and he can.
Yeah, but one is race, and it kind of seems to trump everything else.
Well, is not wanting to kneel for the national anthem, is that race?
Yeah, because it involved, you know, the whole kneeling and why they knelt and stuff.
Oh
like that.
Oh my God, who cares?
Hey, the bag of dicks, wasn't that like a little bag of candy?
No, it's a literal bag of dicks, Trudy.
I swear to God, Trudy, it's called a bag of dicks. It says bag of dicks on it. And he showed it to his Instagram. And he also,
Mark, I didn't think it was an actual bag.
Okay, on the topic of race, he called cops the N-word. He called his baby mama the
allegedly,
N-word.
Allegedly, I should say that for legal purposes.
He called the GM of the Oakland Raiders a cracker. I mean, he's not really race conscious terribly.
Life can be so unfair.
I mean, how many people he farted in a doctor's face? I mean, what has he not done?
That's not illegal.
He's bad.
It just seems like somebody would say something like, oh, jeez.
I heard it's your second anniversary wedding.
Yeah.
I mean, LT played forever. He's the greatest defensive player in the history of the league.
Well, he smoked a lot of crap.
No one's ever said anything good about him.
LT, comparing him to Antonio Brown, not even in the same ballpark. Wasn't LT just a partier?
I don't know. Did he ever? I don't know. I don't know.
If I don't think
he got in trouble.
And he did, yeah, but for smoking crack and for prostitutes.
And for breaking the Isman's leg.
I didn't get in trouble for that.
I thought that was
cool. That was an accident.
Yeah.
It just showed his badassness.
I thought he was cool.
I can't remember him doing nearly as many things wrong as AD did.
It's the name that popped in my head because of...
What?
Plus, back then, the NFL wasn't woke then. The NFL is extremely woke now.
Everything is fine.
You know, sort of like the Cleveland running back that they signed. I was really surprised they signed that guy.
Yeah, but you can help him win.
Yeah, exactly. So, but I mean, don't act so woke when you're not. I mean, if they were really that woke, I would think somebody would say something.
Sure, the NFL is a joke with their messaging. We've known this for a long, long time.
Stop saying woke.
What did the end zone say this weekend? Was it still a vote?
Yeah,
vote.
And then they had a couple PSAs during the game about voting.
Oh, and what will they say next week?
MAGA.
They will not say MAGA.
What? They won't?
MAGA.
No, they won't.
Wrong.
The Big Ten end zones might say MAGA because he brought back Big Ten football.
Yeah, great.
That's about it. I can't believe.
What can I do for you, man?
What is up with Mass? He's not calling back.
I'm glad he's taking his reappearances very seriously.
Oh, we were a little later than
starting up right where we left off.
Let's see.
Whoa, let's stop talking with this guy.
Should we talk about the Kwame story?
Oh, yeah. What happened?
We should.
Nothing happened. That's the point.
Why was that on the Fox News?
That's a good question.
And then gone.
It's on Detroit News today, too, I saw, that Robert. Someone says blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, Robert Snell wrote, I thought, a pretty good article about what bullshit it was for them to tweet this out. Then Ayanna Kilpatrick tweeted out again last night that due to suffering severe health challenges, we expect Kwame Kilpatrick to receive a grant for COVID-9 compassion release from the FBOP, Federal Bureau of Prisons, I guess. We are extremely grateful to God and thank... How insulting. We are extremely grateful to God and we thank each and every one who has kept him and his family lifted in prayer.
Bullshit.
I bet you he's faking any challenges he has with COVID. He's not getting out.
I just Googled his name and There's multiple places who have said that he's getting out this time.
I listened to a little bit of the Sam Riddle show.
Oh, but that's great
show.
And you know what? I streamed it.
Is it called The Riddler? Because that's what I want.
I streamed AM 910 Superstation on, what was that, my little Google speaker. And the quality was as bad as listening to it over the AM signal. It was really fun. I expected it to be, you know, studio quality. And it honestly sounded like it was coming over an AM signal.
Wow.
And, you know, everyone was kissing her ass for finally, you know, getting Kwame out of
what a joke.
Out of prison.
What an absolute joke this is. I can't believe the media would embarrass itself in a couple of these cases.
The media? We're talking
again.
About Sam Riddle.
Well, no. Fox 2 was saying that, you know, they heard he was going to be released. And I thought that you had to, like, prove it before you said it. But here's WLNS. What's WLNS? Is that
East Lansing?
Maz!
Hey, Drew.
Where you been, Maz? We've been trying to call you.
I'm sorry. I was down in the basement. I lost track of time.
What were you doing down there?
What?
We're cleaning Halloween up and putting Thanksgiving out.
Oh.
Oh, is that something you were spearheading?
No, Kathy spearheaded it, but I joined in the fray.
Are you just kind of supervising the kids?
No, I'm helping moving things up and down.
Are they still working while you're on this phone call? I mean, because we can let you go.
No, the two girls, two of them escaped to volleyball, and it's just me and Maddie home.
Wait, why wouldn't you do it when all the kids are home?
Maddie!
It just doesn't work out, Drew.
No, when you put the pool away for the summer, now the kids, they did most of that work, I think, didn't they?
No, they were away at the lake that day.
Oh,
there
no,
another
that's
body
right.
of water?
There is. They were in another body of water while I was playing around with Uncle Dave.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Me too.
So, Maz, now, are you feeling somewhat psychic since you declared that Saturday would be the worst loss in Michigan history? No, the biggest embarrassment in Michigan history. Yeah, we debated back
top
and forth.
Three. I still put it as second behind the botched punt.
No,
nothing will beat that day.
This is way worse. This is
the block punt, though, that was like the game was in the bag.
No.
That was pretty major.
But it was a disgrace that he didn't call a timeout when he had one left, tell the guy what to do in case they screwed up the snap. That was horrible. And that's the day I told you guys that I saw Jim Harbaugh lose the ghost of Jim Harbaugh. He ceased becoming. He ceased being
Jim Harbaugh. I forgot that's a thing.
I am telling you. I saw it leave his body.
Where did it go?
It went the fuck away from here. That's all I know.
Hey, Miss. Tom, I was saying yesterday, I don't know one Michigan fan that supports him anymore. Like, no. I'm being dead serious. It's not hyperbole or anything.
Except Ward Manuel. I think he's the only guy that wants him.
Lifetime contract.
He's the only one that matters.
Yep, that's what matters.
You know, not only that, why, if they were to re-up him, why would they pay him the same amount of money? He should not be the third highest paid in the country or whatever he is.
Keep him. He's embarrassed you. Come on, man.
I think they're going to keep him. I don't think they'll let him go.
I wouldn't say embarrassed, but I would say it's not going to get any better than four losses or three losses
they're
a year.
They're laughing at us, man.
Well,
they're laughing at us.
So what? Who cares about that? I mean,
a lot of people do.
Really? So you judge it by how other people are looking at you?
Well, if they're laughing, I mean, they're joking about they want him to get re-upped.
Yeah. You think I want to hear that?
Oh, so it's about how people are reacting to Tom. That they should
exactly.
Make. Okay.
No, I think a lot of people get it. But, I mean, people.
So they're
get,
making decisions.
If someone embarrasses a university, eventually people get tired of it and they start making noise and they say, "Hey, I give a lot of money and I don't like this guy. Get him the fuck out of here."
So that's what I'm saying. They're a 3 or 4 loss team every year. It's not going to get any better. That's why you let them go, not because other people are laughing at
you.
Well,
if they're a 4-loss year in a 9-game season, that would be even worse.
No, I know. That's what I said from the beginning.
And they're not beating Michigan
State. They're going to be 4-4 before the crossover game that they're doing this year.
They'll probably beat Indiana this week.
I don't know. I do think so, too. Yeah, I do. I told you that yesterday.
Why do you think that? Indiana beat Penn State.
Look how Mel Tucker got Michigan State ready the week after their embarrassing loss. I do believe they'll come out and knock them down.
Well, not only is it a wake-up call, but I think they can control this line of scrimmage a lot better than they can control that line of scrimmage.
But what about Indiana beating Penn State?
What about it?
They beat Penn State. They beat a very good team.
Well, how good is Penn State?
Not very.
I mean, that remains to be seen,
They
too.
Were supposed to be good. Really
so
good.
So was Michigan to some people.
I don't know.
Minnesota was supposed to be good. Drew, and they're 0-2.
Wait, I thought, first of all, Minnesota doesn't have a kicker, punter or kicker.
Right.
Second of all, they lost a lot of their defense. And third of all, I thought Michigan people were saying this was an off year. This is a rebuilding year. Why is it not a rebuilding year anymore?
No, it is.
Well,
it can't be. How many rebuilding years is this guy going to get?
Well, I don't think you have rebuilding years in college. I think that's an excuse anyway.
What did it take, Nick Saban, 1 year to turn Alabama around? Come on, man.
Well,
Tom, I'm with you, man.
It's kind of like Matt Patricia and the Lions. You know, look at Indianapolis. They've won. That was their 23rd win, I think, since their coach took over the same time Patricia did, and he has 12 wins.
And the Titans coach too, Vrabel. Same kind of good stuff happening with those guys. Just not doesn't happen here.
Just got to make the right hire. Yep.
So, Maz, what about the Lions?
I was just about ready to get back on the bandwagon. I swear to God.
What?
Yeah, but they gave up 41 points. The Colts can't score, and they gave up 41 points to them.
But they should have lost to Atlanta. If they took a knee, they lose that game.
I know.
How much of a foot did you have on the bandwagon, Maz?
I was ready, Trudy. With this win, I was completely back on.
Whole foot.
Who do they play next week?
Who cares? Yeah. Minnesota.
And did Minnesota lose again?
No, they beat
they
Green Bay.
The Packers.
Yeah.
Oh,
but they also lost at home, got blown out by Atlanta. Yeah. I mean, the NFL's fucking weird, man.
When the Lions
and
fans
sold out most of their people, didn't they make a couple of trades, Mark, dumping players?
Oh, I didn't know Minnesota.
They've got Dalvin Cook.
Did. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's back. He did phenomenal. Scored 50 points against me in fantasy.
What did he do?
Three or four touchdowns. Four touchdowns. I think, 190 yards.
You know, he's one of those guys that, you know, I just knew he was going to be a good pro, and it seems like the Lions never pick a guy like that. I don't know why, but they just don't. Like when they passed on Aaron, the defensive lineman, Aaron Donald.
Yeah, Aaron Donald. Some people wanted them to draft him.
That was a Drew and Mike pick.
It's in print.
It was.
Mike O'Hara's column.
We took Ebron instead.
I do love the fact, though, that Tom was upset about Dalvin Cook because he scored points against him in fantasy, just like the Michigan thing is about how people treat him.
No, Mark. Well, it is kind of. But
yes,
it
totally is.
You know how many calls I got and emails and texts?
So what, Tom?
So, man, you've suffered a lot.
You know how many I get?
When Rutgers beat Michigan State, I just laid it on thick. So I knew I was going to get it.
Yeah, so that's what makes college sports fun.
I know.
It's
so bad to lose to them.
This is the amazing thing when this topic comes up. I always hear from a lot of people say, but if Harbaugh can't win, no one can. Who do they hire?
And
I always say, but look at all the teams that are in the top 10. They hired people. I mean, they found somebody who was not a Michigan man. So why can't Michigan? Michigan has only hired Michigan guys the last two times, which is a very small pool. So
it
why
just,
can't?
It doesn't, Michigan! Doesn't work, man.
Who said they can't?
It's not working. One left.
Who said
Everyone
they can't?
Everyone else that's good Michigan men are all old already. Lloyd Carr's people.
Well, no, that's,
all
but that's
already,
my point
man.
Is if,
to move on.
If you look outside of being a Michigan why, man, why there's a lot of people out there.
Why are you saying they can't do that? Because they didn't do it with Harbaugh?
Well, they didn't do it with Brady Hoke either. They had to have a Michigan guy, remember? Because Rod was not a Michigan guy, and it didn't work.
Well, that one was stupid. I don't know why. I don't think that's necessarily was applicable to Harbaugh. I mean, Harbaugh was
But
coming
why
off
did they
of
hire
Super
Brady
Bowl
Hoke?
No,
hey,
that
there's
was,
one guy. There's one guy, guys, that could be the new savior in let's say 2 years.
Oh, you better not see Matt Campbell.
Tom Brady.
What? Tom Brady. Oh, he'll come back and save Michigan?
Yeah.
Really? Well, I know the Michigan fans will get excited about that.
Woodson's available now. Let's get Woodson.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get him. Let's get Desmond, too.
Anthony Carter.
AC's too old.
I mean, Alabama, Clemson, who else? I mean, Oklahoma, they all find people that are really good, and they do a good job, and they win the big games. And I don't know why.
I can't put my finger on it, man. But Michigan, I thought Harbaugh really pulled the wool over my eyes. I mean, I would have bet anything that he was a lifer here.
Sure.
And they would have won a couple of Big Tens already.
That's why he was a good hire.
Well, I would have thought that he would have a good offense, but he's terrible.
Tom, he hasn't been that bad.
I know. He's an eight-wing guy.
But it's kind of like you get to the point where this is what it is. It's not going to get any better under him, so Let's figure I think this out going forward.
At this point, I think they're losing recruits that they would get 4 or 5 years ago because it looked like it was going somewhere. Interestingly, his best years.
They've lost and who they haven't lost.
No, I think they will lose recruits because people will go, that program is stuck. It's not going anywhere. 4 or 5 years ago, they looked like they were going somewhere. And honestly, his two best years were with Brady Hoke's players.
I will tell you this. I do really like Joe Milton.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's going to be good.
I think he's got a lot of talent.
Yeah, he is good. I'm excited. Actually, I'm excited they have a new quarterback and somebody in the program. So that's cool. What do we know what happened to McCaffrey, by the way? Is he going? Do we know where he's going?
No, I have no idea.
He's transferring somewhere.
Yeah, good luck.
Oh, man, so how's the Raps election coverage? I'm sure you have some special coverage coming.
We do. We're going to be all over this thing tomorrow. Thank you for asking.
I know. There's nothing to say tomorrow. There's just nothing to say. No. It's like until 7 o'clock.
We're taking Lily to her first election.
What?
Oh, exciting.
Kathy and I, we're taking her to the polls.
Oh, she's 18.
Really? Yeah.
Is she excited?
Very. We were going to vote. Kathy and I had our ballots to turn in, and Lily's like, oh, I can't wait to go with you guys to vote. So me and Kathy quickly hit those ballots. It's like, oh, we can't wait to take you, honey.
This is going
to
be so anticlimactic.
That is so beautiful that the family is going for the first vote together. Did you do that with Joey? Did you go for his first vote?
Yes, we did.
Did you take pictures outside the polling site?
No.
We will.
I know you will. Does she know who she's going
to
vote?
Over to Jen for Instagram.
Does she know who she's going to vote for?
Oh, yes.
And can you tell us who that
definitely.
Is?
Want me to tell you?
MAGA.
Yeah.
I don't know if I should tell you.
Okay.
MAGA.
Has she studied the topic?
Yes. She's very up to date.
What justices is she voting for?
What justices?
What a great question.
Bernstein.
Has she studied that part of the ballot?
Hey. I don't think she even knows what that part is. No.
Come on.
You know what? I'll show her tonight. I'll show her. I'll show her tonight.
There's got to be
Is there a Michigan Board of Regent on the...
Yes.
No, that's Regent. The Bernstein one.
Yeah, Mark Bernstein.
No Regents. I don't think there's Regents on our ballot.
Yes, there... yeah, they are.
I didn't see any Regents when I was voting,
There are. Well, you have a different ballot, I guess.
Michigan State and Wayne State ballot. All have... Yeah.
Yes.
I did not see Bernstein on there.
He's on there.
Okay.
So is who's the Michigan State guy, Brian? We had him on ML show, and he was fucking great. He was the only one that really spoke out when the Larry Nassar stuff was going on. He was
Masalem,
huh? What'd you say, Brian? Brian Masalem. Yeah, I like that dude. So vote for him.
Brian McCollum. Wasn't he a Free Press guy?
Oh Lord,
that's a different person, I think.
Okay,
isn't it?
So is she going to cancel out your vote, whoever she's voting for?
No. No way.
So you guys all vote the same?
We're on the same page.
Really?
Well, straight ticket for the family.
I thought her Biden ticket. Vote was going to cancel out your Trump vote.
No, not at all.
MAGA!
Oh, it's the other way around. Her Trump vote's going to cancel out your Biden vote.
Tommy, are you going to post a I voted selfie after you vote? The sticker?
Yes, we'll do that. We'll do that. We'll send that to you guys.
Wow.
How trendy.
Cool. I can't wait to see it. and she's going to post it on Instagram?
Oh, no question.
She's got her own account?
Of course.
Really?
Lily's very social media savvy.
And what kind of stuff is she posting? Are you proud of her postings, or have you had to edit some things?
I've had to edit some things. I've had to tell her, Lily, this stuff doesn't go on there. You have a life to live.
People
are going to be looking back at things.
Maz, what kind of deletions have been made? Can you give us an example?
Just high school girly stuff, that kind of stuff.
Mm. Not like the Piper Palin Halloween costume that got her in trouble from Sarah.
Yes, Sarah was very upset.
Yeah. Mm. I did not. So, was she wearing?
Oh, Maz, you'll want to see it. She was dressed as a hot race car driver, and man, her boobs are flying out of this outfit.
Wow.
Does she have a Twitter?
Lily?
Piper Palin?
Yeah, Piper Palin.
He's Googling.
How about Bristol? What was the other one? Was that
Bristol? Boner away for a second. That's about your daughter.
Wait, Piper Palin is Bristol. The sister of Bristol. Yeah.
Bristol's
hot, too. Bristol's way
she was
hot.
Good looking back in the day.
Sarah's pretty. She's still hot. Glenn Rice tapped that. Okay, Maz, the big news is that There's talk that an insurance company, maybe one that you work for, is going to become a sponsor on the show and of a Maz weekly segment.
I think I heard the same thing, Drew.
Are you kind of outside the loop on this?
No, not at all. I am totally in the loop.
So, can I be one of your first customers from the show?
Trude, I would love to help you. I would love to.
I have a big faceless insurance company, and I'm hoping maybe I can have you.
I got
you, kid.
Yeah. Hey, I saw you wearing your Bowling Green shirt today. Oh, hey. I forgot you were Bowling Green.
No,
girl.
I had it on before, yeah.
Oh. Wait, Trudy, you changed for the podcast?
I was too hot.
So wait, hot as in temperature or looking too hot?
Temperature.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm sweating through my clothes. It's this damn climate.
Oh, man. You know what? I'm looking forward to my weekly segment, and I'm looking forward to getting some of the Drew and Mike listeners to come on over and see if I can help them out. Yeah, cool. I know I could.
How do you do it, Tom? First it's Zot, now it's an insurance company. People are dying to get you on the payroll to get a piece of our audience's commerce.
Hey, man. I told you I'd always be a part of the show. I just hung in there as much as I could. I laid on the rope, like rope-a-dope, like Ali and Frazier, Ali and Foreman, and here I am. I'm back.
Well, it would have been easier if you didn't leave, some people were saying.
Drive an hour and 10 minutes every day.
No, I meant leave to do another podcast at another place.
Oh, okay. No, well.
What, Maz?
I'm looking forward to doing some stuff with you guys again.
Very briefly, what is going on with the rap? The rap with Maz, will it continue?
Yes, absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely. Yeah, I've got a sponsor for the rap with Maz.
Wow.
Is it the same insurance company?
Well, you know, they are helping me a little bit, but yeah, Warren RV Storage is my sponsor.
Oh, an RV storage place.
Bleep that out. Bleep that out.
Maz, you can leave it in there. I just don't think people are going to overrun Warren RV Storage. It seems like a limited kind of a deal. Yeah. I mean,
I can't help the people that come to the rap. You know, they come to the rap. It's my pleasure to help them.
No, they want to support the show, clearly.
They do.
Is there anybody else on the docket as far as sponsoring the rap with Maz?
Yeah, I've got a couple more in the weeds, let's say.
Really?
Yeah.
Why didn't you sell anything for our show when you were on it?
I did. You guys never gave me credit for it.
Who?
I'm not saying right now.
I'm not saying right now.
Yeah,
okay.
Maz, besides your expansive election coverage, what else do you see coming on the Wrap with Maz tomorrow?
Oh, we're going to talk Lions tomorrow, obviously, and some more NFL stuff. And that's about it. That'll wrap it up.
Who's the guest?
I don't book a guest until tomorrow. I have to see what the news of the day is. Like, who knows what's going to happen tonight in the Brady Giants game?
How topical can a show be? He refuses to book anyone until the day of the show.
That's smart.
I like doing topical stuff. I wish I was live every day.
It's funny.
Back in the old days.
It's interesting, though, how so many of the people are topical on multiple occasions.
I try, Drew. I try.
Who is the most frequent?
The 24 years experience.
It's called a linear bit.
The most frequent guest on The Rap with Maz is?
I would say Lynn Henning.
Lynn Henning, really?
Yes, I love Lynn Henning.
Has Lynn Henning ever turned down the opportunity to be on?
Never.
Really?
Never.
Has Dave Burkett ever turned it down? Has he been too busy?
Maybe once or twice when he couldn't do it, when he's doing an interview, but he always comes on.
Okay.
Not many of the guys tell me no.
Is Dave Burkett all good? Is Dave Burkett?
Even Dan Wetzel. Dan Wetzel's a once a month.
Really? Dan Wetzel is?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't realize he was that available.
Dan Wetzel's been a good guy to me all these years. I used to book him on WJR when he was with the Basketball Times.
So Dan
Wetzel and I go way back.
No, he's a great guest and a great guy.
He's phenomenal.
And he's local, I had no idea he was local.
Yeah, he's a Michigan boy.
Wait, he went to Michigan?
No. Isn't he from the East Coast?
He didn't go to Michigan, but he's a Michigan guy.
Okay.
He went to UMass.
Yeah.
UMass.
UMass. I did not see Dan Wetzel. As
he's probably a New England guy.
He may have listened to WAAF at one time.
Oh, and you? He might have listened to you.
It's possible, Trudy. It's actually.
I don't know about you, sweetheart.
It's not impossible.
I wonder if he listened to WZOU because then he would have been listening.
He could
to
have.
You. What if he listened
know
to both?
About you, sweetheart.
Both of us.
Our signal was a little west of yours, though.
Oh,
I think
yeah,
we have a better shot, although we sounded pretty shitty in downtown Boston sometimes.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
A lot of signals down there.
Yeah. All right, man. So what else? Any other important election news you want to pass our way?
You know, I wanted to ask you guys something. I heard you when I was coming on. You were talking about Kwame, and I read something from Charlie yesterday. He didn't get out of jail today, did he?
No.
No, he, okay. Hell no.
Hell yeah.
I don't think he's getting out because the point is that isn't
bullshit.
This person saying, Trump is letting him out?
Yeah,
well, Trump
that's,
would be,
that's what Charlie wrote.
Well, you know, it's funny. That's how it started, and then it morphed,
yeah, wrong.
Then it morphed last night into a COVID-19 exemption.
Yeah.
So when you see that he's getting out, A, because of a pardon or whatever, commutate, whatever they call it, and then it morphs into, no, it's going to be because he has COVID. They don't know. They're just making shit up.
I don't see why people fall for Kwame Kilpatrick shit all the time.
I don't care if he has COVID.
Moves
I don't
the
give
needle.
A shit.
I don't either. He shouldn't have stolen all that money.
Correct.
I don't know why anybody gets out of prison. It's like, you're in prison because you fucked up and we're not safe from you. So we're not correct. Really worried about you getting COVID. We're worried about us getting COVID. And stop being around all those prison people with COVID if you're so worried. Put on a mask.
Absolutely.
So there. I remember all those articles about his Facebook post. Everyone had to write about it.
Yeah.
And then his kids are selling T-shirts to raise money for his defense appeal. $750,000. And then he sold like 3 T-shirts.
Ah. Just go into the hole in the backyard and take the money out. You'll have plenty.
Where's Carlita these days?
The Snell wrote about that. She is south of Atlanta. Let me see if I can find that.
Oh, is she hanging out with Kwame's mistress in Atlanta?
Oh, wasn't Christine down there?
Yeah, she is. Christine is down there.
Let's see. She bought a new $336,848 house 39 miles south
get
of Atlanta
that money.
In June what? Of 2019.
Well, I thought he didn't have any money.
No, her
she paid cash.
His mom bought it.
Oh.
Whose mom bought it?
Kwame's
mommy.
What's mom's name?
Carlita?
Cheeks Kilpatrick. Yeah.
Carolyn.
She bought it. Really?
Yeah.
Well, how does Carolyn Cheeks Kilpatrick have that much money to throw around?
She got it out of the hole in the backyard, like Matt said.
First off, wasn't she a rep?
I thought she was in public service.
Yeah, at least get paid. Yeah.
She went to Carlita's backyard.
She hasn't been in, she has not been elected since.
Sure, she has a nice, healthy pension, Drew.
I see.
Why would she pay for Carlita's house? Didn't Carlita dump her?
Yeah, no,
her boy?
They won't see each other at all, right?
I guess it's those big-headed boys she wanted to help.
Oh, yeah.
Are they done with? Aren't they playing football?
Well, I think one of them was. Who's paying for their college?
I think they got a scholarship.
Scholarships?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I think so.
Yeah, Kwame's going
to
play.
Mark, you'll be proud. I forgot to tell Mark. Lily's doing all this college applications. She's down to her last essay for the U of M.
Oh, really? How many does she have to write now?
There's like, you need 3 or 4 essays for U of M.
Really? Wow.
Alone.
Where else did she apply?
Michigan State.
Gross.
Wayne. Central.
Nothing out of state?
One in Grand Rapids.
Well, Maz, what is her last choice?
Her safety school?
To college.
Nope. She applied to Wayne State, you know, for her mom, because that's where Kathy went to school.
Aww.
But she also applied, what's the Grand Rapids joint?
Oh, Grand Rapids.
GBSU?
Grand
GBSU.
Valley. Grand Valley, yep.
Uh-huh.
She's not going to apply to Specs for you?
No, Specs. Specs was too expensive.
I'm surprised. So not, she wants to stay in state then, close by?
She really doesn't.
Oh, okay.
But I think that because when she was born, Kathy and I invested in that MET, M-E-T, the Michigan Education.
Oh, yeah.
So we got 2 years paid for her through that, and you have to stay in Michigan.
Yeah, but don't you get a return, like a not a great percentage return, if she did go out of state or no?
If she didn't go out, yeah, or she could transfer to Abby or Patty if she'd like.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes.
That's good.
Let's see if she gets accepted.
Wait, I just thought of a serious question. Maz, being a graduate of Specs Art School of Broadcasting,
yeah.
Maz, I just realized something.
RTV 95.
Neither you, class of 95?
Yeah. Well, RTC 1209.
Who else is in that class? Was that a big class?
Was it my class?
Yeah, was that a real successful class for...
You know what? There was a bunch of us that got gigged. Matter of fact, I graduated with Dave and Chuck. You know, Dave?
Dave?
His wife. His wife, Amber.
Really?
Yeah.
Where's her show?
I don't think she has one.
Okay.
Why aren't you on their show?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I'm just thinking, I've been reading about Specs Howard's Hall of Fame. What, Tom Masway and Brandon McAfee are not good enough for the Specs Howard
Hall of
Fame?
The Hall of Fame is just a popularity. Honestly, Drew, it's just a popularity thing that they do through social media.
Joanna's in it.
It's a popularity.
Joanna's in the Hall of Fame and Maz isn't?
I know.
I don't think she is. I think she was nominated. But there's been so many people who've gone on to have like 40-year radio careers, like Ron Jolly. And they don't even acknowledge him. And it's like, come on, he's like king of northern, lower
There's no
northern
bigger
Michigan.
Advocate for Ron Jolly than Brandon.
He's almost as serious about Ron Jolly as he is about Cameo.
I got to tell you, though, seriously, any Hall of Fame that doesn't put in somebody who's like a superstar at, small.
I agree.
Sure, but I'm telling you.
Is he still
instead,
on?
Do you know how many people are in the Hall of Fame that are like
you can't listen,
24
so
years
know.
Old? It's like, come on.
Yeah. Exactly.
Brandon, who's...
And ones that have never really even made it on Detroit radio, actually. You'd be on air or whatever. Promotion
it's one of those things where you promote yourself. You say, hey, vote for me.
It's like the Hollywood Walk of Fame, then.
I'm looking at their Hall of Fame right now.
And I want to hear from both of you, who you're most outraged about in the Hall of Fame.
I'm outraged.
But let's see who's in the Hall of Fame that outrages you the most. Maz, come on.
I know. There's one person
We'll bleep it.
Brandon, can you write it down on a piece of paper so I can see it?
We'll just bleep
I'll say it. I'm going to bleep it. Or whatever.
He is?
All
right. Now I got to bleep more
He's a
things.
Hall of Fame, apparently.
He's not in their Hall of Fame. I'm looking at the list right now.
All right.
He is.
Well, maybe he's not. He was one.
Hey, you know who like is?
Brandon is so jealous of this guy. It's unbelievable.
I got to tell you, maybe we're being a little too harsh on it. There's some good names in this Hall of Fame.
No, there are good names.
Carlini's in there, isn't she?
Amy Andrews, Sean Belizean, Al Beck. I love Al. Buck. Remember Buck? Paul Buck.
Oh, yeah.
Great guy.
Yeah,
Joe Buckaroo. Buck?
Yeah, Joe Buck.
Related Joe.
Harlan Huckabee.
Yeah,
He's in there. Charlie
Michael
Langdon.
Kernan? Go.
Bill McAllister's in there.
Right.
Ben Perez.
Charlie Langdon.
I cannot believe
Art
how many
Regner.
People went there.
Mike Staff.
Well, Mike Staff actually has to be the most.
Ron Wiswell.
Ron's in there? Oh, I'm glad Ron's in there.
He's such a great guy.
Hey, Ron.
I don't know. Yeah, I think these are the 2020 inductees.
Mike Staff is doing the history of WRIF, by the way.
When are you going to
be on? Podcast. I'm going to be on in November.
All right, finally.
Now, this month?
Now they're scraping the bottom of the barrel, huh?
I guess so.
Slow down.
They've had a lot of people on there. Arthur, Steve Costan, Steve Black.
I'm going to guess.
The whole CSX lineup.
I'm going to guess.
Jim Johnson.
They have not had and probably won't have Doug Podell on there.
They have not had Doug Podell on. No,
they won't do that.
I should. Think they
Why can't
would.
Doc get in there?
Because he works at a competing radio station now.
Trudy, have you been approached?
No.
Really?
She works at a competing radio
station. Persona non
grata? I guess.
Huh. Well, I guess I'm just chopped liver. Nobody's afraid of me.
I feel better now.
Wait, who was who did Knights? Is Kelly Walker going to be on there? I'm just trying to think of other people.
She was. Was she on Riff?
It wasn't she.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, she was a blast. She was really
she was
fun.
A lot of fun. Yeah, very. Nice.
Why did that completely escape me? I remember her at Wheels, and then she came to Riff from Wheels, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because she did evenings when Meltdown did overnights.
Where did she go? What happened to Kelly?
I don't know.
Okay,
such
wait.
Good friends, all of us in the community, aren't we?
Dog eat dog.
Jim and George were on. Karen Civelli was on. Carl Coffey was on Riff Forever, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Why isn't he on?
I don't know.
He didn't.
He should be.
He's on Riff before CSX, right?
Yes.
Positive?
I think so, because I remember him when... Didn't we overlap like he was overnights or something? I remember seeing him. He would come over and say, hey, do you want to buy eggs because I have a farm?
What?
Sure.
Carl has cojones.
Carl
has
cojones.
Got a great voice, dude. You drive by his house, I'm telling you, I grew up in the area where he lives.
Yeah.
And he's just got stacks of goats and they're just hanging around the house, just you know,
yeah,
eating everything, chilling out.
Really,
he was at the Royal. He was at the Royal possibly ever.
Carl Coffey is his slowest driver possibly ever.
We got stuck behind him once when we were tailgating him, and he had like a purple Ranger or something like that. So we always knew it was Carl.
Purple Ranger.
Yeah, up there on Bowers Road, way up north.
I saw him at the Royal Oak Farmers Market one time. He was selling like Christmas things.
Ken Calvert was on too.
Yeah,
and Tom Bender, Fred Jacobs,
Steve Dahl. Have they had Steve Dahl?
No, they've not had Steve Dahl.
How can they not have Steve Dahl on?
I don't think he worked at Riff.
Yeah, he did. I'm looking at a picture of him. Right there.
Did he really?
It says 1977.
Oh, that's right. I think that's where George started. George started with Steve.
Yeah.
And Steve went to W4 maybe from there? Or?
Right, yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy. No, they haven't had. They should have Steve Dahl on. He'd be great to have on.
Have they had Ed Kelly on?
Negative.
Oh, no, he
was on Riff.
That's right.
He was on Riff. There's some I'm leaving out.
Well, at least they saved the best for last.
Yeah. I think they've got. They're trying to take this up to the 50th anniversary.
Ah.
Is that February 21?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do they know you're on wheels, Drew?
I don't know.
Oh.
Maybe not.
Oh, if they put you on.
Nice narking them. Tom's going to call
only
him.
Only 4 hours a week. All right, Maz, anything else you want to mention about your upcoming excitement at the Wrap with Maz?
I'm looking forward to doing the show tomorrow and see how the night goes. I just hope it'll be nice and friendly, and no militia will, attack us. That's
okay.
That's all I'm hoping for.
Yeah.
Okay, Maz, we'll have a good one, and we'll see you in December, if not sooner.
That's it? You're cutting me off till December?
No. No, I'm not.
Okay, good.
But it's official in December.
Hey, happy belated birthday,
Jeff. Get out of here.
Thanks, Maz.
See you guys.
We'll see you.
Bye.
See
ya.
Get him out of here.
Tommy, can you hear me? Can you feel me near you?
Yeah, I think we're going to have Mike Staff is going to do the interview here. So you and Brandon can play drops.
Oh. So you're taking a COVID test before he comes in?
Absolutely, he's taking a COVID test. We've already talked about that. Not! All right, let's get out of here. Let's go have a safe election, everybody. Can't believe I just said that. I saw that 55% of people said that Election Day 2020 will be the most stressful day of their lives.
Oh, there you go. There's another leap.
I know.
What is so stressful about it? I mean,
I have no idea.
Out
you
of
know,
your control. Let it go.
I was thinking about this today. For all the concern, like, oh my God, the world's going to come to an end if the guy I don't want gets elected. Well, remember in 2016 when Trump was going to kill us all and it would just be, the world would be devastated by Trump? Well, we're still here.
Feels like it.
I mean, we're barely here, but we're here.
All this exhaustion.
I know, it has been, it's been fucking exhausting, I have to say. Honestly, I think people...
I've never agreed more with an article than the one that said, I think we need a boring president.
I can't really disagree with that. I don't know, I think it'll be... It's going to be really strange. It's going to be a weird week because this thing is going to go. I don't think it's going to be settled tomorrow night. Do you?
No. Well, Trump himself said that the second the election's over, they're sending the lawyers into Pennsylvania.
He can say whatever he wants. If the numbers are the numbers that they say they're going to be, although I was watching the news when I just popped up for a few minutes. And they were declaring 5% within the margin of error. Since when is 5% within the margin of error?
That's a very bad poll, then.
That's kind of what I thought, but that was on NBC. Chuck Todd.
Oh, well, there you go.
Surprised he's still around after saying she thought Joe Biden was being too cautious. All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Be safe, everybody.
It ain't all about you, sweetheart.
You guys should vote, you know, because voting kicks ass, right? Let me tell you, if you're going to vote, why not vote for Al Dolly, right? Because you got some kick-ass shit. Because I'm born in the USA.
MAGA.
You got to fight.
fight for your right to vote.
Wrong.
That's one small step for man, one giant. I have a dream.
Stop it.
For the people. Hey, fellas. Yeah. Kill Whitey.
MAGA.
Gary Busey is with us. Gary.
Hey.
Hey, Gary. How are you, Gary?
What's going on?
How's you, sir?
What?
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great.
Good deal. Boy,
am I talking to men or women? Because you can't understand.
Yeah, we heard
you
there
sound like women.
We heard there might be a hearing issue. No, it's Drew and Mike. And
that's great.
I want to tell you, Gary, I've of course seen you in many of your many, many, many movies, but I also enjoyed you on Celebrity Rehab.
Yeah.
Which turns out may have well been a precursor to Celebrity Apprentice and your appearance there. Who were the other people in rehab when you were in there? Was Rodney King in there?
No.
No, Rod
I've
King?
No, I've known Charlie since he's 13 years old.
Charlie?
He's on a rant now to,
however.
He's finding his bottom, and that's what's happening.
Oh, Charlie Sheen. Okay, that's actually a good way to go here.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think is going on with Charlie Sheen? Because he says he is absolutely sober, Gary.
Sober. You know what it stands for?
What?
S-O-B-E-R. I'm going to take the letters that spell sober and create a definition for you.
Okay.
Sober stands for son of a bitch, everything's real.
That's great.
So Charlie's reality's hitting him now. And
told you.
He didn't like it. He's fighting everything. He's fighting himself mostly.
Yeah.
And it's going to come out in the wash pretty soon because CBS is not backing down from cutting the show off and let it go.
Yeah, now they took his kids, you know?
Huh?
They took his kids.
Can't understand you.
They took his kids. They took his children overnight.
Oh, whatever you did, I hear you better now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I turned up the microphone, actually, Gary. I'm going to crank us both up here. Yeah, the police arrived at his house late last night and demanded his children be transferred to Brooke, his soon-to-be ex-wife. Apparently, she had a little court deal.
I haven't heard that yet.
Yeah. Gary, you've been around Hollywood for a long, long time. You've watched this battle between Charlie Sheen and CBS. It's hard not to have a little sympathy for CBS. He certainly has pushed the envelope with the television show and missing some times he was supposed to be there for run-throughs and obviously disrupting the show with his behavior. If this thing with 2.5 Men blows up, does he get movie deals? Because he's implying that, hey, it's not a big deal. I've got offers for movies all over the place.
Oh, boy, that's part of denial. Be careful what you choose to believe, because you might miss the mark.
You don't think that people would say, oh, Charlie Sheen, he's instant publicity. That'll be great for our movie.
Not really. You guys got to get off Charlie Sheen and get on Celebrity Apprentice.
Okay, Gary.
I'm not here to talk about Charlie.
Okay.
Celebrity Apprentice, this is...
You guys got the wrong information on... Research.
No, he thinks that we brought it up. No, actually, I didn't bring it up, but nonetheless...
No. There's a great group of people on here, including yourself and LaToya Jackson, Richard Hatch, of course, from Survivor fame, Star Jones.
I haven't heard a great person yet, by the way.
Look, this is a hell of a mix. This
is impossible to understand.
This is going to be fireworks with this group of people on Celebrity Apprentice.
Well, it's crazy good. It's crazy good, and you will be interested. Make sure you go to the bathroom before you watch it. Make sure you get your snacks up before it goes on.
Yeah.
Because the commercial will be quick, and you'll be back into the fight just before you know it.
Yeah, I would guess a lot of fights.
Well, it depends on how you define fights.
Well, arguing. Intense arguing.
Well, you'll have to watch it to see, because there's some things I can't tell you.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about this? There's a promo running, and we heard this, too, that Meatloaf is incredibly emotional, and actually he's brought to tears many times during Apprentice 4.
Meatloaf is a stage actor. He knows how to do that.
Ah.
So he really wasn't upset? He was just trying to pump up the ratings?
I can't tell you that.
Wow. Well, Gary, is there something, maybe can you give us a little teaser, something that might be coming up?
Start over with that question, please.
Can you maybe give us a little teaser about something that might be happening on Apprentice 4 or maybe someone who surprises us?
Please. so I can hear you.
Okay. Can you give us a little teaser about maybe something that might be happening on Apprentice 4, maybe someone whose personality is a little more out there than we might expect?
I can't do that because there's certain things I can't talk about because NBC wants me to not talk about that, wants all the cast members not to talk about certain things because they want you to watch it.
Gary, you didn't want us to talk about Charlie Sheen? You don't want us to talk about Apprentice? What are we supposed to do? Hello? Gary?
Hey, Gary.
I think I've been disconnected.
Oh, no, here we are.
There's an audio sound going on. I'm talking to my publicist. There's an audio sound going on here.
Here we are, Gary.
That I can't understand, so I think I've been...
Gary, no, we're here. Gary. Gary Busey?
Yeah.
Here we are.
What did you do just then?
Well, I was trying to actually change the audio a little bit so maybe you could hear it better, but I think I made it worse. Okay, I apologize for that. No, I was just trying to get at what would you like to talk about if we can't talk about Apprentice the Four or Charlie Sheen? Is there something you'd like to talk about?
I can tell you. I can talk about the Apprentice. Charlie Sheen is off limits because this isn't an interview about my feelings of Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, right. Why don't you talk about Apprentice? What are some of the things we can look forward to?
Well, you have to watch it to see what happens.
Well, that's what I mean.
It's so funny and it's so scary at the same time.
Crazy.
And you can be confused, then you can be enlightened, then you can be confused, then you can be confused again, then you can be enlightened again. It all plays with your emotions at home when you're watching it. You're going to be rooting for people, then you're going to not root for them, you're going to root for people, then you're going to say, why did this happen to this person? You know, that's all in the favor of watching it, and it's in the flavor of being a part of it when you watch it and feel yourself in that position of that celebrity you're watching.
Do you like Donald Trump?
Oh, yeah, very much. I was honored. When you do Celebrity Apprentice with Mr. Trump, you get a badge of honor. And he's a good man. He's very bright. And if he runs for president, I would vote for him. And I would advise you to.
A lot of people are saying that.
He knows much more about the world than the president we have now. And with due respect, President Obama is a good man.
He's going to talk about
doing a job he likes. And we're going to see what happens in 2012.
I think I would vote for Donald Trump also.
Yeah.
Gary, you've done some good reality TV, Apprentice, and Celebrity Rehab as well. And I don't know Celebrity Fit Club.
I'm with Busey.
Busey.
There's four of them I've done.
Gary, can you tell us Celebrity Rehab? Some people think that certain elements of that are maybe not terribly real, that these people aren't suffering as much as they show us.
They're incredibly real. They're incredibly real. Dr. Pinsky makes it that way.
And do you think the show's an effective way to battle drugs and alcohol?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because it was kind of confusing. When you were on the program, I thought that maybe you were supposed to help the staff with some of the sessions.
Oh, that's what I was told. I was told I'd be a participant to help those. And then they switched me around and put me on the addict list, which once I found that out, I said, okay, I'll go with that.
Were you a little miffed about that?
What?
Were you a little miffed about that? Were you upset?
I understand your verb.
Were you upset that they switched on you? Because if you were supposed to be on...
upset about anything. You don't get upset about nothing, or else you stop yourself from moving. I didn't get upset. Oh, I just adapted to it and moved into the synchronicity of that aspect of what they wanted
me to be
a part of and how they wanted me to be a part of it.
Well, I enjoyed the show.
Good.
I think we'll enjoy a Celebrity Apprentice as well.
You are. Be sure you go to the bathroom before you sit down and watch it. Be sure you have your snack set up before you do that.
You said that.
I will do it, Gary.
Yeah.
And I want to thank you for your time.
What?
Thank you very much for your time, Gary. We'll be watching.
Thank you for your time, Detroit. I love Detroit.
Right on.
Detroit loves you, Gary.
Hey, God bless Detroit, Michigan.
Crazy.
All
right.
Have a great day, sir.
You too, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Crazy.
Gary Busey, ladies and gentlemen.
Whoa. Wow, what a couple of guests today between Tila and this dude. Man, oh, man. What a weird day.
No, Gary's gone.
Oh, what a weird
almost
day.
The megaphone. If you would have cranked it up a little bit more.
No, it's too bad.
It was.
When you go on this, there's no question. It's been proven over and over. If someone has a hearing problem, they will hear you less on the megaphone.
There's no doubt about that. That has been shown over and over
don't
again.
Don't you mean the mega potentiometer? Yep. What did you call
that? Yeah, that was, I forgot who we used that term for, but there's something in the tones, or the tonal quality that makes this almost impossible for someone with bad hearing to hear.
Yeah, it's too tinny. It's too trebly.
You got it.
It's funny as hell to listen to.
No, it's a cool sound. I wish that we could hook it up so we always sounded like this.
Oh, I don't know about that. No, turn it down. Turn it down.
Wait, how's that?
That's terrible.
We can hear you better in the studio, though.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We're all going to be
as, this thing.
Wow. We're all gonna be as deaf as Gary.
You're not kidding. 5 minutes of that, there goes what little hearing I have left is going to be gone.
Wait, how's that? Hey, 1-2. 101 WRI.
Nice.
The Rock of Detroit.
Nice.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
It's Drew
Bass Tones.
On megaphone.
Yeah, that's better.
Wow, what a nut job.
I know. He did that thing, too, where he takes the first letter.
Yes. That was great. That was my favorite part after you talked about that.
He doesn't usually explain it, though. He just spits the word out. Next thing you know, the phrase is coming. And I just couldn't get over it. I mean, I thought, okay, he sat down with a certain number of words and he's made these up. But I swear to God, after a while, he did it so many times, it just seemed that they came right off the top of his head. But that's impossible.
Well, it sounds to me like, I mean, this song might sound crazy, but I mean, I almost get the feeling after that accident, it just opened up a certain part of his brain and it's just one of those weird quirks. The door opened to.
I could swear it did. Obviously, it closed off other parts, but.
Yes. But it opened up one strange door, and that's the one.
That was really funny. I mean, the whole Charlie Sheen thing, for starters.
Which, oh, my God.
Because I couldn't get him to hear me, and he thought I said Charlie Sheen. I thought, well, that's great. We're old Charlie Sheen. He's a guy that's been through rehab.
It's perfect.
He was just on Celebrity Rehab. What did SOBER stand for, by the way? Son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch.
Everything's real.
Real.
Reality.
Wow.
That's really good.
But it's funny. It was
son
just,
of a bitch. Everything's real.
It's so weird, though, because it was his hearing screw up that made him think you said Charlie Sheen. And then ultimately, he was mad that we were spending time on Charlie Sheen when it was his own misunderstanding that put us there to begin with. And then the thing about Celebrity Apprentice. I'm here to talk about Apprentice. It's like, okay, don't be so rude about it. And then when you ask him about it, it's like, you're going to have to just watch it.
Well, here's the funny thing about Gary is when he sounds like he's pissed, like
yeah,
there were probably four times. What? Yeah, he sounded really irritated.
He sounded really mad through most of that interview.
I don't think he is. I think he's just really, really direct.
Yeah, I don't think he is either. I think it's just how he comes across.
He's lost the ability to finesse people, and it comes across that way. He's really all right, though. I swear, I really liked him after watching him on that show for a while.
Weird.